Right? Oh my goodness, everybody. We are here. We did it! Final show of 2017, right? We're here. It's the best show, and it's the holiday party. And we're all here, and there's going to be lots of friends coming on and saying hi, and surprises, and everything you could imagine, and more. But I tell you now, my friends, we're all here, so let's get it started. The phone number, 201-332-3484, that's the number if you want to call and be a part of the action. But I tell you now, here's the theme. We'll play a couple songs, and then the show starts. Here you go. Check this out. Call in. Let's have a good, old-fashioned... Wait, why is that now? Hold on. I played it from the wrong source, and I got punished. That's how it works sometimes. You think you're a big shot, and I got all these big shots out there, and now I look so stupid in front of all of them. And they're all leaving now. All the big shots are leaving. Oh, no. Best show. Everybody, the best show here, December of 2017. Moving through the month. What is it? December 19th. And we got a good group of people here. Mike. Yeah, Mike's off doing his own thing. He's not interested. Mike. How are you doing? You doing good? He's doing good. Party going on out there. And you know what they call you, Mike? The party master. So I need you to act like the party master But I'm telling you, if I hear you say dilly dilly once, you're out. It's not a beer commercial. We don't strive for that, Mike. We don't know. No, beer. We don't strive for... You end up there. You don't go there. What did we just hear? We just heard Silkworm. One of the all-timers. So good. Merry Christmas from Silkworm. Great record. And starting us off, we heard the Yobs, which is the boys, and their Christmas record, Another Christmas, from their album, Christmas Album. And, we've got DJ Terry T holding it down with the music tonight. These are not my records. If I was playing records, I'd be playing, I don't know, be like, oh, does a giant dog have a Christmas record? Like, just leaning on the chestnuts. Not chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Chestnuts that I play over and over. Yeah, does Frankie Goes to Hollywood have a Christmas record? Who's good here, Mike? One. And this better be, I'm telling you, Mike, this is all I want for you for the holidays. I want some good calls tonight. I want your style of good. That's all I ask. If they're not good, tell them to wait till next year. Best Show.
Hello,
hi, Best Show, welcome.
Hey, thanks. One sec, let me pause my show. Hey, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Aiden in Virginia.
Aiden?
Yes.
In Virginia. How's it going tonight, Aiden?
Going well. How about you, Tom?
Doing all right. We got a fun night here. We got people, friends are here, and they're all being festive and merry and all that.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Yeah, so what's going on with you, Aiden? What's going on for the holidays down in Virginia?
Not a whole lot right now. I'm still doing school. I have one more day of school before the holidays.
One more day of school.
Yeah, but it's a half day. All I have to do is go in and take an exam, then I get to just walk out the door.
And what grade are we talking about here, Aiden?
It's eighth.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
And then Aiden goes to high school.
Yep.
Weird if you went to high school in January. That would be strange.
Yeah.
After that, there's 5 months of school, and then guess what? Aiden goes to high school.
Well, summer first.
That's right. You take that test, you walk out, then it's 5 months of school, then 3 months of summer, and then Aiden goes to high school. You ready for
high
school?
School.
I'm going to tell you, this is some high school advice for you going in there. What do they call you? They call you, a first-year student, a frosh? What are you, a freshman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This is what you do. You go in
there. I haven't let up on my high school.
Do you hear about people getting picked on in high school? Is that a thing of the past?
Not a lot. I go to a pretty small high school.
And is it a sports school? A sports school?
What?
Are there sports there?
Yeah, there's sports. But, you know, it's a Christian school, so we have, in a small town, so we have,
it doesn't matter.
Five other teams to play against.
You put that on
make
ice.
A big deal out of it, but...
This is what you do. You go to that school first day. Do you know who the quarterback is?
I don't think we have football, actually. We just have, some other sports. I don't know. You know prep school sports.
What's a prep school sport? Dressage?
Golf.
Brushing ponies?
Tennis. Yeah.
Right, what's the roughest sport of all the sports that your school offers?
I don't know, maybe soccer.
Soccer? All right, this is what you
do. Or cross country, that seems pretty tough.
All right, no, come on. All right. Someone's out there. I'm going to bounce someone from this party. I'm telling you, I'm hearing some voices out there driving me nuts. It might be AP Mike. Might have to bounce him. The only problem is he's the one I have is there to bounce people from the party.
Yeah.
What do you do when you have to
bounce
the... What do you do when you have to bounce the bouncer? Right? What do I do,
AP?
So this is what you do.
Maybe.
You figure out who the what would be the goalie of the team, I guess, is the tough guy at your school. Right?
Sure.
And you go up to him, and you go, and I'm saying this is first day of school. You say, "My name is Aiden. What's up?" And then you pour a Slurpee on his head. And I'm talking.
What
I'm not
flavor Slurpee are we talking?
You do the mix so that it stains his clothes. You do the
all of them.
Whether the suicide, the suicide Slurpee. You pour all of them in the thing, and I'm talking double big gulp.
Man, do I have to do the cinnamon one, though? I mean, that's just gross.
Do you have to do the cinnamon? Wait, there's a cinnamon Slurpee?
I'm pretty sure saw that one.
That sounds pretty gross. That's disgusting. A cinnamon Slurpee.
Make my enemies as soon as possible.
And you get it, and you say, after school, you and I. And then you then see, the problem with my plan is I'm assuming that you'd beat him up when the fight starts. And I'm starting to think, I didn't think that far ahead to what if you didn't beat him in the fight.
Yeah, I'm not really a goalie.
Mm-hmm. Then you say, what if you say this to him? What if you say, hey? You tap him on the shoulder. Hey! And you say, hey! Mm. Like, add some depth, right? You go, hey!
Yeah.
And you go, my name's Aiden, and my goalie for this year is to do this. And then you pour the Slurpee on his head. Then you say, then you present him a contract that says he is leaving the soccer team, right? And that his recommendation is that you're the goalie. How's that
I feel
sound?
Like that would confuse people more than anything else. Not to confuse them is a bad thing, but
no, that's a good thing. See, now you get it. Confusing people's a good thing.
I mean, I like to confuse people.
Yeah. Blur those lines. Remember that song, Blurred Lines? Blurred Lines.
I don't actually. I feel like I've probably heard it.
Blurred Lines.
Was that
that guy Robin Thicke. Remember him?
Oh no, I don't know. I don't know that one.
He was like a sleaze.
I kind of thought it was some like bad pop song or something.
Yeah, it was. No, it was. You were right, Aiden.
Okay.
All right. So what are you doing for the holidays, my friend?
Probably just sticking around. I might go up to Philly.
Nice mouth, by the way, on that.
What?
That's really how you talk?
What?
You said you're probably going to what around?
I'm going to hang around and...
That's not what you said, toilet mouth.
What? What?
What did you say? You're going to D around?
Oh, I said stick around.
Stick? Oh, okay. I thought you said...
No.
All right, you said sticking around. I thought you said...
This is a wholesome family-friendly
good.
Show,
look,
Tom.
I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know if you're some eighth-grade toilet mouth looking to show off in front of your friends. I don't know.
All my friends who listen to the best show.
Yeah, you're telling them. I don't know if all your classmates are gathered on the radio right now. So
hey,
what?
Tom, I had a question for you.
Of course. What's the question?
So, I have the opportunity to have a radio show, and I was wondering if you have any suggestions.
What would the show be? Heist at the middle school?
It would be on a local radio station, WQSV.
You should do it.
I can pretty much do whatever I want, but I don't know what I
do
want
it.
To do.
Do you want to do it?
I definitely want to do it, but I can't think of any ideas that I feel like really resonate with me.
Well, you like, say
the,
yes, but
the person who offered me the show said that I could literally eat chips on air if I wanted to.
Well, I don't know what's going on here with the line. This is what you do. You do it, and then you ask yourself, what would be the coolest show I could do? And you start making notes. You start writing ideas down. And then you figure which ones are practical.
All right.
Do it.
All righty. I will.
All right. Have a great holiday, Aiden. Holidays.
Okay.
Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
You are speaking to Allie in the hospital room who has been seizing all week. And this is the highlight of my week. And I love your show. Hi.
Wait. Hold on a second. You're in the hospital right now?
I am.
Oh, no.
I was so nervous that I wouldn't get service, and so I tried to call my nurse to wheel me to the window, and she was busy with another patient, and
what happened?
That almost caused another seizure.
What happened, Allie? You had a seizure?
Yeah, I had a grand mal seizure in my kitchen when I was getting a glass of water in the morning, and I missed the best show because of it last week,
and
I was sad, but now I'm better, so I can call you guys. Well, sort of better.
And are you right now, or are things under control at least?
Sort of. I've been having a few today. They mostly seem to be happening in the morning for some reason.
Oh, no.
I guess my seizures are a morning person, if that makes sense.
Allie.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
No. Do I know you, Allie? Have we spoken before?
I don't think so, but I would love to know you. I'm a huge fan of yours and Julie Klausner's and Sean and Hayes's, and you guys are the best.
Well, look, I need to now distance myself from the pack. First of all, Sean and Hayes. That's over soon. So, well, I'm not.
I know. I wonder what we're going to do with ourselves, Tom.
There's going to be two shows. They're both going to do different shows.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They're both going to.
Which one are you rooting for?
Probably. You know, I'll play it down the middle. I'll see which one pops and which one flops.
Yeah.
And I'll just
vote for Hayes.
That way I can just. You vote for Hayes?
Yeah.
I think Sean will start out hot and then burn out. Hayes will be a slow build.
Get sick of it all. Yeah.
Or it'll just collapse. Or Hayes will just start off slow and never pick up speed.
Right.
Look, they don't talk anymore.
They don't?
Probably not supposed to be saying this. Off air, they don't talk.
What did I miss in the hospital?
This has been going on for about 7 months now. They had a falling out.
Oh.
And they don't talk. It's very sad.
Was it over Cody or?
No, it's not over one of those dumb engineers.
Wait, is this a real falling out?
Oh. No, I'm teasing you. They're fine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Because I was going to say, Engineer Cody's mine.
Like, how much more bad news do you need? Right?
I know. Oh, you crushed me. Wait, but are they really doing two separate podcast.
So are you going to be okay? Are you going to get past this?
I'm hoping to. I'm feeling better with these medications they have me on, so
good.
I'm hoping to get back to warp speed pretty soon.
Good. You'll be
but it was a highlight of my life talking to you, Tom, so
well,
I feel better already.
This is what I want to happen with you, Allie. First of all, shoot me an email, please.
Okay.
Do you have email in the hospital?
I do.
Then email me and we'll talk off air.
Sounds good.
And I want you to get better because we need good people.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
And you sound like one of them. Look, I don't know you that well. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a horrible person.
I'm kidding.
But I'm going to bet you're not. I'm going to bet you're not. You sound like a good person. I'm going to trust my instincts that you're a good person.
Well, you're a great person, Tom, and you make my life so much better.
Well, Allie, that's so nice.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
And please email me, and we'll keep talking.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, get better, Allie. We need good people. Hey, Mike. Come on in, please. Please. Mike's here. AP Mike, everyone's favorite. Everybody loves AP Mike. So who's that? Who's out there? Who's out there, Mike?
It's a lot of people.
I'm going to tell you this.
I don't even know them all.
You got to be
this is the biggest party yet.
You got to be my eyes and ears.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even think half these people I invited. I saw some guy out there. I don't know who that was.
I brought him from the bar.
Oh, you brought him. I tell you.
Yeah.
Some real, I thought it was, I looked out there, I thought it was the waiting room. I thought they might be doing a local production of Barfly.
Yeah.
And this is the audition room.
Once word got out that there might be free booze at this party, you know.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. People were very,
well,
wanted to come.
This is all I want. Keep an eye on anything. Anybody gets out of control.
Okay. You know, Fred, I do know Fred from Honolulu's here.
Is he?
Yeah.
First one you
gotta
get
the
out
one.
Of here.
He's the one I'm watching.
Yeah, keep
very
an
closely.
Eye on him because he's a troublemaker.
He's under the microscope.
Yeah, hear that, Fred? He's here. He's not even interested in the show.
I know.
That's the other thing. I can say anything about
you
these people.
Yeah,
they're not interested in the show.
No.
Show's playing out there. I'm surprised they didn't turn it down and put something else on.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if I started hearing Christmas music playing out there. Somebody like wired a boombox into the speakers and just shut the. Does this guy ever shut up?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on stuff. If you see anything, if I hear you go, what should we do? A bird sound? What should go? Caw, caw.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
If I suddenly hear,
caw,
caw.
Caw, caw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I just hear that, then I know someone's out of control.
It's too bad we don't have one of those, remember those crickets? Those little.
Oh, the clicker things?
Yeah.
Would just ride above the frequency.
Can you get those things?
I'm sure those are still out there.
Yeah.
Nothing goes away. Right?
Some things go away.
Yeah.
Remember wax candy?
Yeah, that's probably still around.
With the fluid in it?
Ugh,
it was so weird,
gross.
Right?
Like the bottle?
Yeah. You'd bite into it and drink that stuff, which was kind of flavorless.
It clearly had to be someone had a warehouse where they had a lot of wax and had some liquid, leftover like flat soda or something. And they're like, what am I going to do with this crap?
Yeah.
And then someone's like, what if, hey, boss, I got a 2-for-1 here.
Sounds like a Netflix series.
The invention of that wax garbage that had liquid in it that you drink. Can you imagine? You're watching.
But we all had it, right? You had it.
Yeah,
it
was disgusting.
Yeah.
No one liked it.
No. But then you chewed on the bottles for a while just to get the that waxy chewing thing going.
Mike, you started the first topic of 2018. God forbid I'm doing the show in 2019. Telling you right now.
You're out?
I'm going all chips in next year.
All right, good.
And if I don't come out a winner, I'm shutting the whole thing down.
Okay.
The whole thing.
I understand.
You get it.
You've been banging your head all these other guys.
We're banging our head.
You're banging head against the wall for so long.
This is the guy.
This is the guy?
Who invited him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's studio. Oh, hi.
You asked me to keep you updated on people who are here.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Huh.
Okay, I can hear Fred out there.
Yeah, Fred's here. Yeah. Fred Davis is here.
It's Fred's party.
Therese is here. Yeah.
Your former co-host of Depravities. What if we brought back Depravity's Rainbow? Would you ever do it?
I'm trying to think of topics right now.
Yeah. But what if a topic was, I was saying this before Dudia walked in. No, stay. Please. No, please. What about a topic? Because Mike was talking about that wax candy that had like a liquid in it. Do you remember that?
Yes. The ones like the bottle-shaped ones?
Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
But you liked it?
Oh, I loved it. I drank it.
Well, there goes this topic, because the topic was going to be, did anyone like this?
I think
we found the one person who liked it.
Do you remember the jugs that you could get at grocery stores? They were shaped like jugs, and it had, like, really, really sweet Kool-Aid in it?
No.
It'd make you sick. Sweet.
This is, like, you grew up in West Virginia.
South.
This might have been more regional. Because the idea of, like, sweet, the first time I had sweet tea, I swear I thought my teeth were going to fall out. I was just like, this is like the sweetest thing ever. And the idea that anyone would order that like more than once, I couldn't. Because as an adult, I was just like, oh, this is the sweetest thing I ever heard. This has five times too much sugar in it. But it, as a kid, I probably would have flipped for it. Yeah. Because as a kid, any sugar sends you through the roof.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just iced tea. You're saying it's
sweet
iced
tea, Mike.
It's the fifth degree.
It's like turbocharged.
Oh, okay.
Right? How much sweeter is sweet tea than iced tea?
You're probably correct. It probably has about eight times the sugar of regular iced. Regular iced tea has none, so eight to ten.
Yeah. It's so sweet.
Okay.
I just remember my friend's mom would make it for us when we were playing, and I'd watch her make it, and she put just cups of sugar.
I mean, when
you
drink
jug,
can you feel the granules of the sugar on your teeth?
It was dissolved by that point. But like, by the time
you have to let it sit a long time?
And then also in the South, there's something called sun tea.
Right. Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Where you make a big batch of really sugary sun tea and you put it out in the sun for a day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Supposedly does something.
Yeah.
I never tasted a difference.
You know what I call that? Raccoon hand washing station.
That's exactly what it
was. For at night. A raccoon sees sun tea out there at night.
Yeah.
Just like, man, let me dry, let me wash my hands off.
They have
wash
the ability to take the top off of it.
Yeah, they unscrew the thing, they wash their paws in it.
Yeah.
At least their paws.
Yeah.
Probably splashing
they're washing everything.
Yeah, they're probably going in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not drinking it.
No, it's like cologne. It's like cologne or perfume for a raccoon.
It's like brute.
Walk around and smell. Yeah, sun tea is like brute for raccoons.
Yeah.
I tell you, if we were one of these other dumb podcasts I hear, we've come up with five T-shirt ideas already. There'd be a shirt.
Sun tea is brute. Uh-huh.
If this was on, and I'm not going to name any names. But
name
there's
them. It's the end of the year.
An earwolf show. An earwolf show. There'd be a guy screen printing right now, sun tea is brute for raccoons. So we got our own Terry T coming in here. What's that? What's that?
The hostess with the mostest.
They all got eaten up. Mm-hmm. Mushroom
truffle
bites.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you for holding food. Yes. Terry hears me. Here's Taylor. You can put it on that top right shelf. It would be perfect.
I miss you. I went to your pre-show haunt tonight. All the guys were like, where's that guy who's always here on Tuesday night?
Stop. Those guys, they don't.
He's here so much they don't even know his name.
I'm going to say this. And this is a fun story I've been meaning to tell. We need one person from the show out there, Pat. We all can. Clearly, everyone from the show's running and hiding in the studio. It's a party, 40 people out there. Everybody who works on the show is coming in the studio to hide from the party.
This is the kitchen.
Duty.
People gravitate to the kitchen. Yeah, this is the kitchen.
This is the kitchen of the.
Yeah.
Yes. Dudio and I went and we were eating at that place.
Yes.
And the guy at the table right next, the worker at the table right next to us, started spraying the table with this like to clean a dirty table.
I saw it. I saw him in action tonight.
And he
was
spraying it, and it smells like ammonia, and what? It's so strong smelling.
It's industrial. And it's the restaurant.
And it's right next to you, so you're getting
for the first time in my life. And I swear, I don't speak up about this. I said to him, hey, would you mind not spraying this stuff? Like, I'm still eating, and it smells like ammonia two feet away from me. And the guy's like, there's not ammonia in here. He's just arguing with me. There's not ammonia. It's just water. I said, you're telling me that it's just water in that thing. And he goes, yeah, it's just water. I said, would you drink it? And
you call him out.
Yeah, I called him out. Yeah. He's
the
like,
whole time
like no, no, I'm not going to drink it. Like, he didn't understand. Yeah. I think he's like, I'm not going to drink it.
I was so hoping he was going to drink it. Though.
And he was so mad. He was so, went over to the, to the bartender and was like clearly talking. It's like.
Yeah, he told on you.
It's like, what are you telling? I hear every, I'm a customer here. Yeah. I'm a customer. I love it. Everyone comes in here hiding. Literally, there is no authority figure out at the party. Pat's in here.
The phones are full.
Phones are full.
There's nothing to do there.
Okay.
Julie Klauser just walked in.
Okay.
Claire O'Kane is here.
Okay. Good God.
Look, that's enough. I don't want any more names going because I got to.
One more.
Can you write it down? Write them down?
I will say, apparently, Scott Rogowski was talking about us on HQ tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, he does.
That's great.
Yeah.
Brett brought donuts.
I gotta say this thing. Look, all right, everybody out. Go back to the party. Go be festive. Just be festive, Mike. Stop
trying.
Stop hiding out, Mike. Yeah. So I go to that thing in the restaurant. The guy, he goes to the bartender and starts moaning to him about it. Ugh. Like, and now I'm starting to feel, well, you know, I just wanted to say with the thing. I'm like backing up on my apology. Not apologize. I'm not starting to apologize for a thing I shouldn't have. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. It's Captain Molly.
Cat, how are you tonight?
Oh, things are looking pretty good. Earlier, like about an hour ago, I dropped Sid off at my cat sitter's house. I made them a caramel meringue pie, and he has lots of other kitties that my friend who cat sit for me have that he can play with. And also, one of them, like, saved him from a bit of a scrape last week, so I'm really, really grateful for that.
That's great. Wait, the cats aren't playing with the pie.
No, that would probably make them violently ill. Sid has a lot of buddies there.
Okay. They're not just like horsing around, cats jumping on top of the pie and spreading crumbs all over the place.
Oh, no! I did actually discover the other day, though, that Sid now can open cabinets, so I'm a little scared.
That's something to be. That is something to be nervous about. Your cat is slowly gaining intelligence, steadily. Before you know
it. I saw like a ripped open empty bag of treats on the carpet.
Yes,
the other day.
It has begun. Sid is starting to do what he wants. Scratching things open, knocking them on the floor. You're now just a mere spectator in your own home to your cat.
I suppose you could say that, but I love him anyway.
Of course. That's it. It's cute. Did you hear Dog December last week, Kat?
Oh, I heard some of it. I haven't heard all of it yet. I'm still catching up on the No November episodes, like when you and Julie was ripping on Jim Morrison. I was just like cackling I was just driving around doing some shopping.
Oh, that's nice. And how are you feeling, by the way? You don't have to get too much into it, but are you doing okay?
I am. Like, stuff's going well.
Good.
Actually, in a couple of months, I'm going to go under the knife to kind of like get like the sort of the enemy invaders out of me, so to speak.
Sure, sure. Well, that's good. That's good that it's at the point where there's something that can be done, and it's going to get done.
Yep.
Good. And holiday plans? Any holiday plans?
Yeah. Tomorrow I fly back to Illinois for a little over a week, and like what we've been doing is like the day after Christmas we take the train up to Chicago and spend a few days in Chicago, and I always have a lot of fun there.
That's good. That sounds like that's a full week you're away?
A little over a week. I come back on, like, just before New Year's, and I'm hoping to see some friends who, like, at the beginning of the year, they moved to New York City, but they're going to be back in North Carolina for a little bit to see their family, and I hope to see them, too.
I'm going to say this, Kat. You are going to have a great holiday season. If you haven't started already having one.
Oh, I have. I had a really nice dinner party on Saturday where I made all the food.
Wow, that must be nice. If I was having a dinner party, start making food, it'd be everybody better wrap their head around eating whatever you can put on these crackers is what is going to constitute dinner. I can't do that. I don't know how to make food.
I mean, I've got a long history of, like, having to keep myself from filling up on crackers at, like, holiday dinners so I don't spoil my appetite.
But that would be it, though, at the party. I wouldn't have anything else. It would just be...
I've made a meal out of crackers before. I mean, just get some good cheese, maybe some dip. Sounds pretty good to me.
I've made a...
As long as the crackers are good.
Yes. Look, hold on. The crackers don't have to be good. I've made a meal out of bad crackers.
Hmm. I guess my palate's a little more discerning than that.
Mine, look, I'm just a lowly Jersey slob, and we eat what they throw in front of us, and...
That's probably a good thing, because it means that I can be a nuisance to people.
Because you have a refined palate?
Yeah, I don't want to be a snob. It's just that some things give me indigestion.
Oh, I get indigestion, but I just power through.
I wish I had that kind of stamina.
Someday you will, Kat. It's a goal you can write down on, and maybe you can... You could learn the skill of powering through on bad food the way I do. It's a real talent, and it's really something to see.
Huh. That must be why you keep going back to Cece's Pizza.
Yeah. You think? That's exactly why. I keep thinking it's going to be... I don't like it, but I think I'm fascinated by how little I like it. I've been there three times.
I have a similar thing with, like, airport Chinese food.
That's how you feel about airport Chinese food?
Yes.
Oh, I understand that. Like, what, Panda Express?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm lured in by, like, shiny sesame chicken, yeah. Even if most of it's just, like, gristle.
Yeah, that's how they get you. You look at it, and it presses some sort of button in you that you know better. You know better, but you still fall for it.
Yep.
All right, Kat, I'm going to bring, I got all the lines lit up. I'm going to start bringing people from this party in here now.
Can I say something just real quick?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like this year, I feel like I actually kept a couple of my New Year's resolutions, or rather, they were more like post-election frustration resolutions, but I kept up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been going to martial arts for nearly a year. And I also have been knitting scarves. I sent one out as a present, Christmas present, to a friend today, and I just feel proud of myself that I was able to actually keep up on new habits, because I have a bad reputation of, like, just letting them slip away.
That is fantastic, and that, to me, is whenever things go well for me, so much of it comes from sticking with it.
And I mean, like, my big one for 2018 is that since these, like, my treatment's done a bit of an unpleasant number on my body, I want to get strong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time now. Now you're not messing around.
Yeah.
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a good year. You're going to look back at the end of 2018, Kat, and you're going to go, I got through this year. This was a good year. Even though it had bad things in it, it still was a good year.
Yeah, I'm also, like, staring down my PhD qualifying exam, but I feel if I work toward getting strong, that'll better equip me for all things.
Oh, all these things will fall in the face of your strength, which you already have, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Now you're just
going to show more on my body.
You're just going to fine-tune it now and maximize it. But it's already in you. You have so much of it, so that's not up for question.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you next year. Have safe travels, and we'll keep it going.
Thank you very much. I hope everything goes well for you, too, Tom.
Thank you. You take care.
Say hi to Good and Poochie for me.
Oh, I will. Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye. Hey, Mike. Who's good? Who brings someone in? Surprise me. Surprise me with who's out there. Who's good? Let's see what Mike brings in. Tell you, Mike. Better bring someone good in. Mike's on the hot seat. 2018, I think I got to shake things up. I think Mike might have to go. I think we get it. You know what I mean? Look, I love the guy. But I think with Mike, I think we get it. Right? I mean, if I bounced Mike from the show, people would be... Nobody would. You going to bring somebody in? what are you, they're bringing would you bring in the Queen of England in here? The setup? You roll the carpet out? Oh, this better be somebody good. This better be somebody good. Oh, my goodness. And it is.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi. How are you? Gelt! Yes, that's you. Hanukkah Gelt. Is this bad chocolate, though? Like, is it low-grade chocolate?
It's the worst. It's the worst. It's, like, waxy. It's mostly sugar. I feel like it's not even... There's not any, like, cocoa in it. It's just, like, brown food coloring.
Yes.
But what beats the fun of opening one?
Yes, opening a net and then a tightly wrapped coin that you can't exactly get under your finger.
Yes.
Julie Klausner's
Hi,
here.
Hi, guys.
Julie's in studio.
There's so many people out there.
I know, right?
It's a success.
Is it?
Yeah, and the Oreo situation is insane.
Yes, Michelle, the Oreo head.
I've met Michelle. I almost threw up twice.
From the Oreos?
Yeah.
I had a marshmallow peep Oreo.
That was the one that I spit out in my own hand.
Michelle Oreo head, will you come in here, please? Hey!
The signs she made are so funny.
Yeah. For people who know the show, last week... How are you? Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. For everybody, first of all, we got Julie Klausner. All right. He's not sure what he's doing.
Pat is like the maitre d'.
Yes. Pat is exactly.
He's like Steve Martin in the Muppet movie, kind of like doesn't really like his job, but he's doing it anyway.
Yes, of course. Let's right this way, please.
Oh, may I?
So. We have Julie Klausner's star, star showbiz.
Of course.
Showbiz famous.
Yes, by no means am I showbiz exile.
No. And for people who've been listening to the show for the last year, has it been the last year?
Like 6 months.
Last
like
6 months.
Since the summer.
A young person named Michelle from New Jersey.
Yes.
Started calling. And the conversation naturally shifted over to Oreo cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And you identify as an Oreo head.
Yeah, self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed, and you're so into it.
Yeah.
And last week you called in and I said if you wanted to come and do an Oreo presentation
And she took that and ran with it.
Oh, my goodness.
They're just like, I've never been to a wine tasting before.
There are 15 varieties of Oreo outside.
Varietals. Yeah. And one has a description,
tasting notes.
Picture with tasting notes, and it's all in Comic Sans.
Oh,
I appreciate it greatly.
It's easy to read.
I have to say, I had, first Oreo had, I was like, what's this? It said, like, permanent on the thing.
Yeah, so it's permanent flavor, which means it's, like, in the everyday lineup. It's not going anywhere.
But it was just an Oreo.
Right, so it's not going
so
anywhere.
So, at this point, I was so perplexed. I'm just like, this one didn't taste too different. Because you had it marked, you have some marked on limited edition.
And seasonal offering. There's three categories.
Okay, there's three categories.
Yes.
Permanent, which means
it's just
these are evergreens.
Every time you go to the store, it's
you can
there.
Take it to the bank, you're going to get...
Yeah.
An Oreo cookie.
Yep.
That is this flavor.
But you can't call them normal anymore.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're just part of the everyday lineup. So I call them permanent flavors.
Yes. And I had I think I liked the marshmallow peep one, but I think it made me sick. I think I don't feel good from it.
That's how I feel about it. I think it tastes good, but then afterwards you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I feel ill from eating it.
Two, both of which I spit up.
And
like
I watched it happen.
Spit up?
I was really happy.
I blew bubbles. I was a fussy baby.
Well, you tried the mystery Oreos, and you're the first person to have the correct reaction, which is, this is disgusting.
Well, the problem with the mystery, and I actually like the taste of Fruity Pebbles.
I didn't have one yet. Can somebody bring me a mystery Oreo, please?
We know what the mystery is.
Yeah, it's the mystery is that
they're not good.
Yes, that's the mystery.
That's just the solution to the mystery.
I'm telling you, Fred from
Honolulu. Inspector Poirot.
Did you meet Fred from Honolulu?
Is Fred out there?
Is he out there?
I heard he was out there.
I've seen him.
I could hear him.
He's
hear that
hiding
that
from
voice.
Me.
All right, Mike's
I hear Mike.
The problem with the Fruity Pebbles Oreo is that it shouldn't have chocolate on the outside. It's right, not a good combination.
It just shouldn't be. Like, why was that the mystery flavor?
But for, no, wait. Just smell it first.
Yeah, you have to.
You bring it to your face, yes. And all of a sudden you're like, what am I doing?
Okay, that's a collision. That's like a weird, disjointed.
It's a dissonant experience.
Yes exactly. Because it smells like
Fruity Pebbles,
straight up like Fruity Pebbles.
And then you're like, now am I ready to take a bite into an Oreo wafer?
Yeah. Did you have one of these, Pat?
No, but I heard what it was,
And that scared you off.
No, not that scared me.
He's eating it now. Let's see what his face does.
Ugh, that's bad. That's very bad.
It's just weird, right? It just doesn't go. Doesn't match.
And the worst part is when you get limited edition Oreos, they give you about 20 in the pack versus like 24 or 26, the standard.
Do you need water?
And for that one, they give you the full 26, like the full pack. Like, nobody wants all of those Oreos.
That's not water, Tom.
Why is it still chocolate, though? Because you revealed to me what it is.
Right.
Which
it's Fruity Pebbles.
It's Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, we're
right? It would work better with, like, milk, so vanilla Oreo. Like the golden cookie. Yeah.
This is what I'm thinking with this. If they said there's a Fruity Pebble Oreo, no, everybody would be like, that sounds gross.
Mm-hmm. But surely.
From a mile away.
It must be sandwiched in golden cookies.
But the worst part is they had these already. They were labeled as Fruity Crisp Oreos, and they had like bits of cereal in them. They were better.
They didn't have the rights yet.
So clearly somebody
had the rights, and now this was their big reveal, but it was terrible.
Like somebody booted it over at Oreo HQ. They were stuck with these dumb things.
Yeah.
So they're like, what are we going to do? Called mystery. Be a big mystery. And it's just like, because it would be just like, you could open a thing and it could just be like, it was Oreos with barf in the middle of them. Be like, yeah, that's the mystery. It's like, it's so gross.
But
they know just calling it a mystery.
Yeah.
Everybody be like, well, I want in on that. It's like, give me that box, the tug of war in the grocery store aisle. I want the mystery one.
It's like the worst version of Willy Wonka ever.
And there's so
instead
many.
Instead of opening a chocolate bar and getting to eat it with your poor family, you have to choke down
this
disgusting cookie so that maybe you could win. Because then you could enter.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe's got the Oreo. I mean, the Fruity Pebble Oreo. He's like, Charlie, let's not worry about going to the factory.
Yeah.
Where they make
the
stuff.
Let's just take the cash equivalent.
He's not, we got the ticket. Right. Let's sell it.
He makes Charlie taste it.
Charlie. Be like, Augustus Gloop falls in like a weird, if it was like the Oreo factory, Willy Wonka and the Oreo, right? He falls in a river of the liquid, the filling that's like, what's the peanut butter and jelly?
Like white. Oh, those are good. Are you a fan of those?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I kind of
are there any specialty Oreos you like?
Yes. I liked the blueberry.
Ooh.
Did you have one?
Oh, no.
Did you have one?
So gross
they're out
me.
There. You gotta try one.
Blueberry was pretty good.
I think
good.
Are you okay?
Serious?
Yes. The one I liked the most was the thin version of
the crisp Oreo thin.
The Oreo thin. What was the one we had in our
Mike mentioned the salted caramel before.
Yes, the salted caramel thin.
Yeah,
I liked.
Those are good.
Those
and
were
then
good.
Okay. Tonight I brought coconut and lemon.
Okay.
Those are good.
No,
they're good.
I think I'm going to throw up.
I'm definitely going to throw up. Is there a scene in Willy Wonka, or am I imagining this, where Grandpa Joe puts pants on like under his like giant nightgown?
I kind of think he did. Yes, he pulled up.
And does he like tuck his nightgown in, or is there a period where he like goes out of the room and quickly takes off the nightgown and replaces it with a shirt?
Like he doesn't,
or he's just wearing pants under the nightgown for the rest of the scene.
I would bet he was wearing the nightgown underneath the pants for the whole movie. Because. Yeah, he was, and I know people have talked about this before, just how Grandpa Joe sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
But it's just like,
he's a welfare queen.
But the whole thing, they go to this thing, and it's like, this guy wants to sell the thing, and then he's, I mean, what's Willy Wonka even, he's letting these kids in, why? because he's thinking about selling the place or
he
shutting
it
down?
He wants to find a kid that, like, resembles himself.
Or he used to be, like, he, like, was hiding. Like, he was, like, yeah. Nobody's seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is for a long time, everybody saw that maniac was, like, a public figure.
Right, to the extent where when he collapsed, people were concerned because he wasn't like how he used to be.
Yeah, it's just like, so you mean that lunatic was, like, a public, like, he was, like, a celebrity?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he would be on, like,
So is he normal?
Tic-tac-toe.
And now they're just like, oh, boy, Willy Wonka sure seems weird now. Like, are we seeing the, weird, like,
eccentric
Like,
or did he always used to dress like that and now it's just kind of more, like, Liberace was pretty, like, over the top in the 50s, but by the 70s everybody kind of wore fur and so it was fine.
There's one of the Doctor Who's. The sixth Doctor Who. And look, I hate Doctor Who more than you. More than you, I hate it.
Believe
me. He's dressed. He looks like Willy Wonka's showy cousin. I'm going to type in. And the thing is, all these Doctor Who fans, they hate this guy so much.
It must be loud out there because usually Dudio would have swooped in already with his robe.
The sixth Doctor, they call him. Wait till you see the way this guy's dressed. Tell me this guy, look at this. Look at this guy. Imagine you're a fan of Doctor Who, and then, like, the one doctor goes away. Here he comes.
you're a beat late.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
I honestly don't know.
You don't?
Your senses must have gone off.
He just came in.
Yeah.
I was just coming to say Gethard just got here.
Now look at this guy.
We were literally talking about Dr.
I said it must be loud out there because
Jason hasn't poked his head in with his cape.
This is the fifth doctor. This guy looks like he's teaching tennis lessons. And then he leaves. And the doctor who everybody knows with the scarf was replaced by this goofball with his vest.
Imagine that's your fashion icon and then you have to follow whatever he's wearing and you're stuck with that.
Yeah. And now you have to dress like, well, I guess I got to dress like those guys who, they pick on me. I guess I'm dressing like bullies at school now. Doctor Who is a bully at prep school. Great. And then the sixth doctor rolls around and he's dressed like a rainbow threw up.
Nightmare. He looked a bit like Robert Preston.
Oh my God! Come on,
like at the Pines. Mm-hmm. Robert Preston used to vacation at the Pines. Gethard is here.
Start bringing people in. Michelle, you did such a great spread with the Oreos.
Thank you so much.
I took a picture. I'll put it up because those signs you made are so funny.
Thank you. It's truly an honor.
They're so great, and I will never. I'm not going to eat anything. I had a regular double stuffed Oreo, and I hadn't had one of those in a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what did you just...
Mega stew.
What did you just say? What did you just say?
So there's two regular Oreos. There's heads or tails, double stoof, and then there's just mega stoof.
Why do you say stoof and not stuff?
Because it's only one F, and it's like stoof.
Like
it's fancy.
Like German?
Sure.
Is heads or tails the, like, whoops... The, like, oops, all
no,
berries.
Well, I guess it was, like, the uh-oh Oreo, but that was, like, a separate thing.
That's the one with the chocolate in the middle and the...
I think so, yeah. There was, like, different...
So you're haunted by the Smoreo. The Smoreo.
R.I.P. And cotton candy Oreo.
And the cotton. That sounds...
I'm over the Reese's Oreos at this point because, like, there's so many peanut butter varieties, but those two, they have a special place in my heart.
Okay. Someday.
Someday.
I'm going to decide not to tell the story of how I ate a s'more in Times Square the other day before noon.
Okay. Please. Now you can't not tell the story.
So there's like a Hershey store in Times Square. I was there for work. I had an audition. George Wendt was there.
For work?
Yeah, and I was
or
like
at the Hershey
great
store.
At the Hershey
store.
Like my,
or was he at the Hershey store?
George Wendt and I were both going out
yet,
for the
sir.
Register.
He was like pulling on the door of the Hershey store.
We both need work.
Sir, it's 8 a.m. We're not open. It's 2 hours to go before the Hershey store opens.
So I, like,
I see the big one in there. That big kiss. Look at that thing. That big Hershey's kiss. I got to get it for my nephew, Jason Sudeikis. It's a Christmas present for my nephew, Jason Sudeikis. If for my nephew, downsizing star Jason Sudeikis.
He needs to upsize his chocolate.
So you were...
Okay, so I had to... So you're walking auditioning. West to east on like 46th Street, mm-hmm. and I passed the Hershey store. It was like the M&M store, and I didn't know if it was a pop-up. Like, I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. There's also like a Charmin, like, toilet paper, like, restroom in Times Square this time of year, where it's like clean bathrooms, and that's the spot.
Yeah. M&M's World, Hershey's pretty much store, and Charmin
and then,
bathroom.
And then free,
yeah.
free toilets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just poke my head in. I don't know. And then there was a s'mores station. And I was like, you know what's a really good idea is that I pay $9 right now. And then I just wait and see what happens. This guy's like, all right, I'll ring you up on that register. And there's like a special register.
So it was a hot s'more?
I'm getting to okay. it. So then I gave him my money, and then he was like, all right, meet me over there. And like...
You're sure he worked there? This is starting to sound like somebody was up to something in the Hershey store.
It was anti-Semitic Elmo.
Look, just come into the Charmin. Look, give me the $9. Come into the Charmin bathroom
and bring
in 5 minutes.
I have a Bic lighter. So I went back to the station, and then he held out this, like, wax paper, and it had, like, a graham cracker with, like, the biggest marshmallow I ever saw, like, graham cracker size, and, like, half of a chocolate bar, and then the other one had the same thing, and he goes, on the count of three, you're going to smush these two things together.
You paid $9 to smush your own s'mores
together. It was pretty
much,
yeah.
It's like Build-A-Bear.
But Tom, my eyes lit up like I was a child again. Mm-hmm. And he goes, one, two.
Did you almost scream before three? How close to screaming were you between two and three?
My eyes had fire in them. I felt like I could dance. I felt like I was alive for the first time for a long time. And then he said three, and I went, swoosh. Mm-hmm. And then I sat down on, like, one of the... Like, it wasn't seating. It was just, like, a place to sit in the Hershey store. And I ate this thing with my bare hands.
So you sat on... Like, was it like a Mr. Good Bar, like one of those huge Mr. Good Bars?
It wasn't even a bench. It was just a seat built into the. It may have well been a pillar with like a the way a cat perches near like a window.
Uh huh.
And I just he gave me napkins, but it wasn't enough. I didn't finish it.
And you didn't have anything to drink either with it. So
I
you're.
I had a bottle of water in my purse.
So I'm going to say you didn't get the job.
I haven't heard anything yet.
You didn't hear anything yet?
I haven't heard anything yet.
So there's a chance that in a few months...
Me, George Wendt.
You and George Wendt. Every...
We're going to be on a show together.
There's a chance that in a few months, a part of your ritual will be saying to your assistant... Now go get me a s'mores.
And make sure it's before...
Hurry back.
Make sure it's before lunch this
Yes,
time.
I need it fresh.
Evelyn, you know what I need.
Throwing a s'more.
And by the way, last time you counted to two, not three. Don't think I didn't notice.
You're backstage throwing a s'mores against the wall. You call this a s'mores? It's like, oh, don't go in there. She's not in a good mood today. She made me eat the s'mores off the floor.
And then I get in trouble for calling my assistant my s'more whore.
Then you're just like, you have left, like...
Tarnished.
Yes. Everyone.
Reputation.
Julie Klausner is leaving the production.
Of Whence Happening? From Whence It Came?
Yes. Happening.
What would something with starring George Wendt be called? Went in Rome.
Went in Rome. Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing. Went in Rome.
Where he moves to Italy.
Yeah. Went in Rome. Oh my goodness. Hey, Mike, bring someone else in. Mix it up. How are you, Josh? Do you want to play? You can play. You can. We have Josh Kent. Josh Kent
in Brooklyn.
Yes, I saw you. From a distance and tried to come say hello and introduce myself, and then it was too crazy.
Oh my goodness. Look who it is. It's Chris Gethard.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry holidays.
Did you meet Michelle?
She was in the Oreos.
Hi.
How are you?
I hope you enjoyed some Oreos. Oreos.
Hey, Mike, thank get him you. A chair.
Good job. It's a goddamn madhouse.
What's this guy supposed to... Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there.
It's a madhouse. I wasn't expecting it.
I said Mike, not Dudio.
Wow. Mike drops the ball yet again.
Yeah. All right, Dudio, that's 2 points for you. Next year, I'm starting a... we have Josh Cantor here, the...
organist.
The organist for the Boston Red Sox. And he's playing holiday music all night long for us.
He managed to give me a wave and not miss a beat.
He's a real pro move. No, real he's a pro. You think this guy's... You think this is... You think the Red Sox are going to have some kind of ham and egg up in the booth like this?
I never would have dreamed.
No,
never
this guy's dreamed. Holding it down. This guy's playing Dirty Water. You don't play Dirty Water. That's a record.
That's a record.
That's a record they play. Now, the people know there that record is like... it's not a compliment. It's like about Dirty Water. That's not a fun
like
thing.
I feel there's a certain... I can't speak for other regions, but I feel like New Englanders are sort of proud of certain things that are, you know, shouldn't necessarily be taken as a compliment. But
sure,
it's like, yeah, it's ours. It's our sure. dirty, you know.
It would be like if there was a New Jersey song; it should be about Elizabeth, the smokes that city, that industrial city that looks like it's they filmed Blade Runner there on route on the turnpike.
At IKEA.
Exit yes. 13.
Exit, thank you, Michelle.
He hates that joke. You hate that joke.
What joke?
What exit?
I hate it, but I live by it. I'm actually interested when somebody is like...
You're more into the zip codes of it all.
Well, I memorized a lot of zip codes because I had to do mailings when I was a young boy. And the zip codes stuck in my head.
I never put that together. I just thought it was like a...
Like I was like Rain Man.
You said it. I'm so relieved you said it.
No, it got beat into my head. I had no choice.
I could see the train leaving station.
Yes. I thought it was like Rain Man. I thought you were like Rain Man with that.
Nope.
So, Chris Gethard.
Yes, Tom.
Congratulations to you on finishing the season of the Chris Gethard Show on True TV.
Thank you so much.
16 stellar episodes.
That's awful nice of you. Thank you for your note. You gave me an encouraging note after the first episode. It really kept me motivated.
Well, that's nice.
Something along the lines of, like, go crush them all. Yeah. Go kill everyone in your path.
It wasn't a note like a constructive criticism? Like,
no. No, I wish.
Your right eye does a thing, maybe. Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe relax. No.
Like, your wide shot is a little too...
No, it's just, it was saying...
No, you gave me flowers.
You got them.
Ooh.
Yes. The note attached was a call to war, I would say.
Yes, because, look... They don't always bring a guy like you in all the time. Oh, that's nice.
Studio.
That's not, it's just my wife.
Slam the door.
Hit her with the door.
Slam the door.
Are you okay, Terry?
Are you okay, Terry?
This one?
No, AP.
Don't want
wait,
me.
Where? You do it.
You look a bit rattled. Fine, Studio.
This one?
One more.
It's near mid-sentence.
How's that?
We're just turning it up out there.
Okay. How's that?
Just trying to catch some momentum.
Okay. You can't hear the show out there?
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on.
All right. Good, okay. We'll turn it up. Good, okay. That's why. Not to avoid... No, everybody's not just trying to avoid Fred. Is Fred? Fred's here?
Yeah, he's out there shouting about imperialistic politics, just like always.
Yes, Fred always keeps it...
He's trying to get everybody to join unions.
Yeah.
He likes his white genocide, I gotta say. He does.
Yeah.
He's trying to bring me down from the inside for years now.
Yeah, Fred, hard on you. Fred's hard on you. Yeah. But you love them.
You have a very specific, curated group of people that are hard on you, but in a very specific way.
Yeah, and Irish Catholic, I'm only at my best
you
when
I'm... You take teasings from certain people, but I think they all have their limits, like, as far as, like, how far they'll push you.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like an unspoken language.
Yeah, and it varies person to person, and sometimes that confuses people. And then when it goes too far, I tend to lash out.
On yourself.
Yes, in ways that aren't pleasant for anybody, yeah. Anyway. Tom, thanks for the phone. You gave me a couple motivating phone calls throughout this season, too, that were very nice.
Well, it's like, I'm so happy you were on.
It was great. The season was great. And really that finale was devastating.
It really was the best version of the show, as far as I'm concerned, where it was the best of the cable of the,
like the chaos of the public access.
Yes, the public access show.
Polish of the
But with a little the ability to do some stuff.
Yeah,
I thought it was the best version of the show.
Thanks. So felt really good about it. Except for that time my assistant handed me my ass on live TV.
There were twice. I saw all the episodes.
The first time I was encouraged not to
react.
Not to watch him rehearse it. And then for the second one, I said, no, well, now that's necessary.
Uh-huh.
Because the first one, there were a couple lines in there where I was like, oof, that makes me look real bad.
You have to control everything.
There were a couple.
That's the whole trick of your show is it's chaos, but you have to control everything.
Well, I try, and then it gets taken away from me, and that's the fun part.
I guess so.
I think sometimes people, they forget that it's like if they were working at, like, Seth Meyers, for example, they don't just, like, the baseline there is not just that you smear Seth as hard as you possibly can. That's not just like the normal day-to-day baseline.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we'll go a little past the line with it.
Well, no one's dipping Seth Meyers into ice water. Exactly. Right?
Yeah. And then laughing at him when he's like, I can't see.
Yeah.
When you're like, my glasses.
Horrible. Yeah.
And then Shannon just laughs at you.
Cackling at me while I shout, you are not my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
That is it. You'll like this. The assistant bit, there were a couple lines in there that I felt like were played for some laughs, but in a way that maybe implied that I was racist. And I didn't feel good, and it was on live TV. And everyone was telling me.
Now, why did you preface that with, you'll like this?
Well, because here's why. Because our friend, everybody's telling me, no, you're crazy. It didn't come off that way. This and that. Next day, Sharplin calls me. I pick up the phone, and he's like, funny show last night. I'm like, thanks. He goes, made you look a little racist, though. Made you look a little racist. You okay with that? Like, yeah, he was the first person to say,
even
like,
before Fred?
Oh, I mean, Fred, there was a thing, there was a bit we were going to do, and I asked Fred, is it racist? And he grinned and said no, and I was like, it's definitely racist.
Yeah,
like he's Fred, trying to walk me onto live TV so I can cause an incident.
Yeah.
Anytime someone's grinning and not smiling, you're Fred.
Oh, yeah.
No, but look. All I was concerned about was that you were just not watching a thing roll by you without saying who you are in the context of all these things. That you're not just like, I didn't have a chance to say, like, defend myself, for example, or explain myself.
It wasn't ideal, but it was funny. So at the end of the day.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
I liked it when you started wearing Carbonara Effect t-shirts every week.
Well, they mailed me, True TV inexplicably mailed me all this Carbonara gear. I got a Carbonara mug,
that was
too.
Really
fun. Just
I met Carbonara.
I don't know if it was ever referred to or as much as it just became your uniform.
I said it once, and there was a big internal investigation at True TV. They did a top-down trying to figure out how did it happen.
How the Carbonaro shirts
apparently it
accident.
Caused major drama that they saw me on
really?
It. I was like, they mailed me a Carbonaro shirt, so I'm going to wear it for the rest of the season. I was having fun. Apparently, they were like, from the mail room on up, who is responsible for this grievance?
Yeah, they got a little too much free time.
Because it set
over
a precedent, because then the Impractical Jokers could be wearing
Brooke
Van Pomplin shirt.
Yeah.
Those who can't.
And then
those who can't wind up with a.
Yeah, those
with
who
name another show on True
Friends
TV
of
shirts.
The people. Adam ruins everything shirt.
Yes.
Adam ruins everything.
Added to Adam
shirt.
Ruin this t-shirt. Yeah. They say.
Yeah. Look, you're not racist. That's all I was concerned about. I was like,
well, we're back
I
here.
Saw
we're not moving.
And the
forward.
Only thing I would say was just like
we doubled back.
The only thing I was going to say was, look, some of those things were very funny. A couple of them. Are literally all is exactly what an assistant is supposed to do. Assist.
Yeah.
Like a couple of them were just like, then you made me go get the thing. It's like, yeah, you're his assistant. You gotta help him out.
Okay. I just really like, look what AP Mike just handed me. He didn't even wait till I was done.
Said Fred is
probably
for
No, you're gonna go nuts. This might be bad. He didn't even wait till I left, Tom.
How much to wear a Massa's shirt next season?
He's already sent me like four of them. He's not getting the message that I'm not putting this thing on TV.
Yeah.
Shows on every Thursday. I feel like every third Friday I get a Massa's shirt in the mail.
he already got like Sal comes down because you brought him down. It was so nice. And then Sal came down and Mike's like, hey, from Impractical Jokers. And Mike's like, hey, Sal, you want a Madison shirt? And Sal's like, oh, yeah, cool. And then Sal texts me and is just like, yeah, I wore the shirt in the thing. It's on this episode, and it's on the finale of the season finale. And then I see, like, it's like this 10-minute sequence where Sal's wearing a Madison shirt. I'm just like, this Mike pulled a, I tell you, he pulled one over on everybody.
That show's huge.
Yeah, he's wearing it for a half hour. He's wearing a Madison shirt. It's this episode where they're doing like a tribute to the military. But then
what?
Yeah. It was like they did it at like a military base. Yeah.
They wanted us to have Rob Riggle on as our guest that night, but he was busy. Uh-huh. And they were like, all right, you guys don't bother them.
Yeah, we'll just say
I thought it was tasteless when they reenacted Iwo Jima, but instead of the flag, it was the Madison shirt.
That's weird.
It was weird. That's what happens when you let Mike in the writer's room for Impractical Jokers.
He's like, here's a pitch.
Michelle.
Yes.
I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to bring you back in later.
Okay.
That's how happy I am.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course. And you did the outstanding spread with the Oreos. Unbelievable.
I'll be doing an Oreo hacks demonstration later in the evening.
Really?
Yeah.
She already did one, but it was private.
You had to come in here, but I was going to show you how to do the s'moreo hack. So
yeah,
later.
Where you take one of the cookies off the apple pie one that's like graham.
Yeah, so you discard the apple pie cream, and then you mix in the Mississippi mud pie cream, and it becomes a s'moreo.
Yeah, and you know the easiest way to make the thing is to like remove the Oreo version, just make s'mores.
Well, you go to 46th Street.
You're waiting.
Or
you go
with Julie. S'mores,
you go with Julie. Get your $9 ready.
To be fair, I like to go alone.
You what?
I like to go alone.
Of course.
I'm like,
you don't want somebody staring at you?
Me.
You want somebody staring at you while you're eating a s'mores?
With my bare hands?
A s'mores in the
Before
Hershey
noon?
Store? Yeah.
You're wearing my, like, audition makeup?
Yeah. And then you you're in the rock. hunched over in the Oreo store. Can you imagine an Oreo store?
Oh, my God.
Would you quit whatever line of work you're in now and work at the Oreo? If you heard that in Times Square.
If they'd
be lucky to.
That sounds like a nightmare, actually. But,
Do you think, like, after a few weeks, they'd be like, hey, Michelle, maybe you can kind of click the enthusiasm down a couple of you're making the rest of us look like we don't like
everybody
Oreos.
Would be mad at me because I would just be doing everybody's job.
It'd be like it's kind of picking up a vibe,
tone it down.
Kind of sends a message, you're the only one who likes Oreos here compared to you.
I'd be president of Nabisco in week probably.
Whenever I hear hey, that's bad news
out there.
Mike will show you out.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Seriously, it was so great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll get somebody else in.
Oh, I like this.
Mike! Who bring someone else in.
Gethard, what are you and Hallie doing for Christmas?
Do
you celebrate Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, or what do you usually do?
We're going to my mother-in-law's for Christmas, and then I'm going on a vacation for the first time in a long time.
Where are you guys going? Don't tell me exactly where, but like somewhere warm or somewhere like...
I'm going to Sri Lanka.
Oh,
wow.
That's adventurous.
3 weeks in Sri Lanka.
Claire O'Kane is here.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, good.
What's up? That's just what people want to hear in their headphones.
What? I bet that's cool.
Yeah.
I bet people let ASMR people like that.
Sure. This could be your...
You got a Starbucks and you got a beer?
I got a Starbucks green tea and I got a beer to balance it out.
The upper and the downer.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I'm not judging you. What button are you wearing there, Claire?
Oh, this is I made on
Alf. Is it Alf?
Is it okay to talk about doing drugs on the holiday?
Probably not. Let's go a little light on that.
I didn't make this on drugs.
Okay.
In the desert.
Sure.
It's a pin of Karnak.
Karnak, you mean Johnny Carson?
Karnak.
Yeah.
I don't like Johnny Carson, but I love
you like Karnak.
Do you remember when Kevin Spacey did Karnak on the Tony Awards this year? It's funny he didn't predict one thing. Seems like he could have predicted
there's one.
That 2017 would end.
Like he holds the card up to his head and he's just And he's like
underwood, underwater.
Yeah.
I don't know what the pit is. I don't know where to go.
Oh, boy. Yeah? Yeah, well, Terry T. What?
I just want to say, Julie, just to your credit, you were the first person to have, like, a bad anti-spacey vibe. Like,
we were obsessed with Kevin Spacey on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, you just...
You were, yeah.
I was saying to Tom, like, how did she know? Like,
who's
she
next?
Knew.
Who's next?
I know. I look at the.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Oh, Claire!
Just line them up these days. Line
they're
them
not
up.
Here. Yeah. I hope they're not here.
No, they're not here.
Oh, I'll be so mad if one of them's here. You.
Don't like worry. At Agatha Christie.
The yeah. First of all, that movie really made a big impression on everybody. The train
did you see
movie.
It?
No.
I don't know.
But it's like everybody.
There's other movies.
But nobody was just like, who's the murderer on the thing? Like, nobody talked.
Well,
like,
your point was like, I have a feeling it's not Johnny Depp.
I'm sure
the first person.
I will guarantee Johnny Depp was the guy who got killed on that train movie.
You haven't seen it?
No. Did you see it?
No.
See? So, the thing, now, with this Kevin Spacey thing, right? When you see the commercials for that movie, the one he got
the
cut
one
out
that
of.
Christopher Plummer yeah. replaced. Yeah. I haven't seen any ads for it. Does it look good?
I think I saw an ad for it right when the Kevin Spacey news came out, and we saw it in the theater, and everyone was like, oh,
with Spacey?
Audibly, like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the trailer, yes, because I guess the trailer had just come out.
Yes.
With Kevin Spacey in it, and they're just like, we're pulling this one back. It's kind of terrifying that. It didn't seem like it took that much time to completely remove him from, like, some high-prestige Ridley Scott movie. Just like, yeah, there's no trace of this dude in it. They shot with Christopher Plummer for 9 days, and they're just like, man, that's all it took. He's gone.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer's, he's in this thing now.
How old is Christopher Plummer? Isn't he, like, 95 years
old? No, he's younger than that. Isn't he?
85 years. He's old.
He's up there, yeah.
I guess he is an older gent. Right?
But you hear the commercial and it's like, how much will you pay to get it? And Christopher Plummer's like, nothing. And then you think that, like, when it was Kevin Spacey in that same part, it's like, how much will you pay? He'd be like, nothing. like the way he overacted would have been like, nothing. And you would have been just like, because you see, like, a guy doing, you're like, oh, that seems like better acting than what Kevin Spacey would have done. With that exact same part.
There's always that...
Nothing!
That I feel like... There's always been that thing of like... Oh, I wonder if you can watch The Usual Suspects again when you know the ending and now there's another layer of like... yeah. Watch The Usual Suspects again when you know the ending and know that the main actor has sex with children.
Yeah.
Does that change your emotional take on it as well?
Baby Driver. Well, that's fun now to see him like... That movie... Like I wonder if that's everybody's favorite movie anymore. We're just like, it's kind of got this one thing in it that's not so fun. Like, Baby Driver, the car chase only scenes. Like, there'll be a cut of the movie. No warehouse footage. Hey, that
great
movie.
Soundtrack, though.
Yeah, it's got that song.
Great soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
I feel like...
It had...
I feel like it's like a Valentine to music in a way.
If you think about it.
I mean, nobody told Baby Driver they don't make iPods anymore, right? The idea like...
They told him, but he couldn't hear because he has tinnitus.
Like, what? I, as a fan of... Not a big fan of car stuff, love warehouse scenes.
You love a dry erase board.
I just love dry erase boards. I love people sitting at tables in warehouses.
I remember, because we saw that together.
Yes.
And when they introduced Jamie Foxx's character's name, do you remember what it was? You remember Jamie Foxx's character in that movie? Well, how would you describe him? Like, a little crazy?
Yeah, a little off the res.
Yeah. His name was Bats.
Bats! Yeah. Oh, that's a little on the nose.
Remember that?
It's weird, though. Like, Tom, when IFC passed on our pilot, I remember their main note was, we wanted to write a thing based on your childhood stories. Why is it just 22 minutes... of angry people set in a warehouse. Look, which I felt kind of like was your call.
I was working on Baby Driver for a while with Edgar Wright, and I told him...
You're Edgar wrong about this.
I said the one thing you can't do, my friend, is your last name, Wright. Because this movie should not be called Baby Driver. It should be called Warehouse Sitter. Right?
Let's all talk about things that IFC's passed on of ours.
Yeah, that was a fun day. Hey, can you change this comma? What? Okay.
They said the change 11th, this comma. 11th,
it got a little. It got a little hands-on with the notes.
11th rewrite. You guys aren't.
He didn't love it. He didn't love it.
You guys aren't. No? You guys aren't stalling really? For time on this. At all.
Some of the best phone calls of my life are the follow up after a notes call that Tom gives you. When you're on the conference call with Tom and five other people, and then all of a sudden you're on the phone just with Tom. That's when
Do
it gets really real.
You guys text while you're on the call together too.
Oh, that's the best. That's my favorite.
Always on, slightly off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know what? Never on in my house. Now that they said I'm never on their channel. You're not on my TV.
Never on, always off.
Turnabout is fair play, and I'm going to turn you off. It's fair
good.
Play. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a... look who it is.
Mary's here.
Who's that?
Mary's here.
Mary Houlihan?
Mary Houlihan. She's drinking from a cup, from a mug.
Is she drinking beer?
Mug and a seltzer?
If I know Mary Houlihan.
It's a seltzer.
She's got to be...
Oh, your
See,
hair looks so
look.
Nice.
You look like a holiday ornament.
Yeah.
You
look like a holiday
wow.
ornament. Heard of it?
All right.
Wow.
We'll bring you in a minute.
Goodbye. Hey, how are you, Mary?
I'm going to take a couple calls. Why don't you guys go back? You can go back to the party, okay. And we'll reassemble.
Go back to my...
Claire O'Kane, Chris Gethard, Julie Klaus are all my friends.
Thanks
so
for having
great.
Me, Tom.
Thank you for coming.
Sorry, I forced a couple of those jokes in there. Sorry
no,
about that. I'm not
stop.
Great at
I'm sorry I talked about drugs immediately.
That's all right.
Everyone well, should apologize. The holiday tradition
I'm
of apologize to Tom.
Sorry.
Talk about drugs. What do you want
to
talk about?
I don't
want to talk about heroin. I'm driving back to the city if you want to ride.
Oh, yeah, I made this pin on heroin.
You made the pin. Okay.
Hey, did you have fun at the LCD Sound System concert?
Why, yes, I did.
I also want to apologize for being so... I was so aggressively mean to people in the audience.
No,
did
you were.
That?
I mean, I look, that crowd was.
I have never been so confrontational at a concert.
There was a point where I was like, people, did a bus just let out? Like, people were walking by so aggressively. Like, I got stepped on. Like, it was just. It's like, are you guys rushing to the. Did they just announce which track the train was on and you're all running toward it?
Yeah.
It's a concert. It's like, why are you guys all... So you were aggressive back.
I guess. But nobody really...
You're fine. Calm down.
Took me up on it.
Yes. Go stare at your pin. And remember the good days out in the desert! All right. I'm going to... We'll do this. We'll have everybody back in and more. Let's go to the phones. All my friends are here. All of my friends. All right. Let's see. Best show. It's Roy.
It's Roy, yes. Hang on, let me turn down the festivities. Hang on.
Sure.
You know who that was, don't you?
Yes, that was Hall and Oates.
It was. It's Jingle Bell Rock, and it's from a Rachel Ray Christmas album.
I don't know if that was originally from a Rachel Ray Christmas album.
No?
No, I don't think that was the first place that was released.
No, I mean their version. They were so into the project, they gave her a 2-minute-long song.
I don't... Really? I think... Yeah. I thought that came out in, like, the 80s.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, the 80s is a blur for yours, truly.
Yes, I always...
You know why?
What? Why?
Shrooms.
Yeah, I had a feeling it would be something like that.
Something substance-related, right?
Yes, I knew something would be behind it.
Yeah. Now, you having a blast?
We're having a lot of fun here. A lot of people here, yeah.
It sounds like you got yourselves a real rock and roll party tonight.
A real rock and roll party.
That's from Kiss Alive.
You sound like an announcer.
Well, that's from Kiss Alive, the greatest album of all time.
When do they say rock and roll party tonight?
Oh, no, you're right. You got me. Look, I'm the first to admit when I'm wrong. I'm thinking of the outro to Destroyer. We're going to have ourselves a real rock and roll party at night. That's besides the point, though, right?
Yeah. Well, look, Roy. What are you up to now?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for Christmas, wrapping presents, relaxing with a pitcher of beer.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. What kind of beer are you drinking?
Oh no, I'm not drinking. I'm relaxing with a pitcher of beer.
A picture, like an actual, like an actual picture of beer.
A photograph of beer. Yes.
Okay. Why?
Well, you know, the judge said I gotta not drink for a while.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the judge said that?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Did you get arrested or something?
Well, define arrested.
Okay, well, it's kind of handcuffed and taken to the police station.
Yeah.
To be processed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's being arrested.
Now that I think about it, you probably are... Yeah, that probably falls under the umbrella of actually being arrested.
Yeah. Well, what did you do, Roy?
Well, you know, as you probably are aware, our beloved Eagles quarterback, Carson Wentz, he tore his ACL against the Rams recently.
He did, yes.
Big news, right?
Very big news, but I'm not sure what that has to do with you.
Well, just 2 days before that game, I went to this cool new futuristic reggae vape club on South Street. It's called Jofferson Starship. You're never going to believe how Jofferson is spelled.
J-A-H?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's...
Yeah. So I'm there, I'm just hanging out, chilling, listening to Black Uhuru, playing Big Doug and smoking ganj, right?
Okay.
Who else is there but the aforementioned Carson Wentz?
Okay.
So I stroll up to him, asking for an autograph, and on my way there, I tripped on my genie slippers. Did I tell you I wear genie slippers now?
No, you didn't tell me you wear genie slippers now. It seems weird to go to a thing and that's... It's weird that that would be what you'd wear even out.
Well, I feel like I need something to sort of separate me from the pack, right?
Sure. Well, if that's the goal and not, for example, having your feet wet when it's snowy.
Oh, that's just part of it, yes.
Uh-huh.
They get wet. There's no protection. There's no sole, really.
Yeah, no sole to them.
Anything, no tread.
Anything can happen to your feet.
Anything. And you're constantly tripping on them.
Yeah.
Other people are stepping on them, and you're constantly stepping out of your genie slippers.
Uh-huh. But as long as it separates you from the pack.
I walk by and people go, that's that guy with, what is it, only one genie slipper? What happened to the other one? And then I got to walk back a block and pick it back up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's thick.
Yeah, wet genie slipper.
That's a good band name.
Wet genie slipper.
Wet, it also sounds like something, what was Carson's,
Karnak.
He holds the envelope up to his forehead and goes, wet genie slipper.
Yeah. And then it's something about somebody named Genie.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, Roy, yeah. That's not...
So look, anyhow, I digress. So I'm while this is all happening,
mm-hmm.
I was carrying a bottle of Grandma's Sugar Cookies.
Yeah.
It's this new super intense high THC pain liquid.
Okay.
So I need it for my flagrant bursitis. I got it real bad, Tom.
For the bursitis, of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I trip, over the genie slippers, and I spilled the Grandma's Sugar Cookies all over Carson's pants, soaked them.
Uh-huh, okay.
And he was super mad, and he's calling me, you effing SFADBM. And I'm so mortified that I left in shame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not before stealing his wallet.
So you stole his wallet.
Yeah, well, you make it sound not cool. I had to save Philly face,
sure,
didn't I?
You said the stealing the quarterback to the Eagles' wallet. It's not cool.
Well, we could debate that all night.
Or stealing anyone's wallet.
I don't know. What if I stole Hitler's wallet?
Well, I would hope if people saw Hitler walk into Jofferson's starship, it wouldn't get that far.
Well, we're not talking about full-on time travel.
It's like a movie. They stole Hitler's wallet.
I like it.
It's like something...
Who would do the theme song?
It's like a movie that Johnny Ramone would have had the poster for.
Hey, you see this movie? It's called... I got this poster for this movie. It's called They Saved Hitler's Wallet.
Yeah, it's just like... Who would do the music for that if it was... Yeah. What era of movie?
Oh, I think it's probably from 1967.
They probably would get Chubby Checker, like, who's very available at that point.
Come on, baby, let's save Hitler's wallet. Come on, baby.
You're full of impressions tonight.
I'm having some fun. Is that a crime?
Well, I guess, you know, you're staring at that picture of beer and you're feeling
pretty
good.
I want to taste it so bad, Tom.
Try to taste it. Try to taste the picture.
Okay.
See if it...
Yeah, it's Yingling.
It's Yingling. Okay.
Yeah. Yingling Amber. It's the classier Yingling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, that's nice.
So, look, it turns out Jefferson Starship had a CCTV feed going, and they had incriminating footage of me taking the wallet, and I ended up in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Luckily, my bail bondsman, Royden Ziegler Jr. Esquire, he bailed me out in a timely fashion.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's what happened. It turns out that... The massive dose of Grandma Sugar cookies that soaked into Carson's legs, they weakened them so much that when he took that hit, it caused his ACL to tear real bad, and then he's out for the season.
So you're kind of responsible for him being out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I ain't proud of it neither, Tom. It's putting a real damper on Christmas, and ultimately I'm really scared that Santa Claus is going to pass me over because of what I did.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you think that's possible?
Well, he puts his list together, yeah.
And they do say he knows when you've been bad or good.
Yeah. How many years have you made the good list, Roy?
Counting childhood, too? Like my first 5 years?
Sure, even factoring those in.
Okay, yeah, let me think. None.
None.
So no years.
So you never made Santa's nice list?
No, I thought I was going to this year because I did a couple good things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what would be a good thing you did?
Oh, what did I do? I paid for all my gas.
Okay, that's not... I wouldn't say that that's good. That's just not... bad.
Okay, what else did I do?
You know there's a difference, Roy.
Excuse me?
There's a difference between good and not bad.
Huh. Yeah. I never thought about it that way, but you could be onto something.
You might want to wrap
your head. I won't fully commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else good did I do? Paid most of my bills. But I'm afraid this is going to tip the scales in the other direction.
Yeah,
and I was really hoping Santa Claus was going to bring me that giant bald robot that squished a rock group 40th anniversary box set that Queen just put out. It looks great.
You mean, yeah, that album's not called Giant Rope. What were you saying it was? Giant Bald Robot?
Giant Bald Robot that squished a rock group.
No, that's not what it's called. It's called News of the World.
Why?
Yeah, and you're the third person who has... called the show in the last few weeks who's had this titlenesia. It's this thing where they don't know the titles to these albums.
It's a very real, very sad affliction. Many of us have it. And that's another reason I'm on so much pot.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. That's, yeah. You're dealing with titlenesia.
Well, if I don't get that, there's a bunch of other albums that are on my Christmas list.
Like what?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm on a big Beatles kick lately, and I really hope that Santa Claus can bring me that double LP, The Absence of Color.
Uh-huh. The Absence of Color.
Yeah, it's got a lot of hits on it.
No, that's, okay, that's the White Album.
Oh, what's it? Let me write that down. I also want that album, Differently Dressed Streetwalkers.
That's a Beatles album?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Abbey Road.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, there's a new deluxe edition of Michael Jackson's just sitting here leaning on my side.
Thriller.
What's it called?
It's called Thriller.
No, it's got Billie Jean on it.
Yeah, that's Thriller. No, just sitting here leaning on my side. Is
Thriller, like a movie. Interesting. Yeah. Let me write that down. I also want, speaking of classic stuff, that Beach Boys album, Nerds Feeding Animals.
Yeah. Nerds Feeding Animals. That's yeah. Pet Sounds.
Okay. How about that Stones record, Wigs for Sale?
All right. That's I know what... That's Some Girls.
Well, there is a song called Some Girls on it.
Uh-huh.
It ain't called Wigs for Sale?
No, the album's not called Wigs for Sale.
Okay. Well, I also would love to get that Doors album, Strong Man and Little Man Having a Street Party.
I know that. That's Strange Days.
You're making these titles up. I'm 100% sure I'm right
not,
on all of them.
Roy, I'm not. These are...
Okay, well, how about Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Creepy High School Yearbook Photographer?
That's called This Year's Model.
What?
Yes. It's not Creepy High School Yearbook Photographer.
Well, that's what it looks like.
It might be what it looks like. It's not what it's called.
Okay, well, how about that other Pink Floyd double album, A Beginner's Guide to Masonry?
Is it just a bunch of bricks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's The Wall.
Oh. Oh, well, that actually does make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, speaking of classic rock, how about that Grateful Dead album, Disco Hippies?
Disco Hippie. Is it a picture of them?
Yes. Smokey.
White, and they're
yes.
all in suits?
Yes.
Yeah, that's called Go to Heaven.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's a dumb title.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the one I really want is this new deluxe reissue of Billy Joel's I Just Had Sex with a Mask.
Is it a black and white photo?
Yes.
And he's holding the mask?
Yes.
That's called The Stranger.
The Stranger? Why? Yeah. Oh, because the mask is a stranger in his mind.
Roy, I don't know what...
Okay, well, called. Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
You're it's, yelling.
I'm not yelling.
Yes, you are.
I'm not yelling. Is this
yes,
better?
You are.
Okay, is this better?
Oh, no, speaking of yelling...
Yeah. Wait, what's
you
going on?
You hear that?
Yeah, I do hear that. What is that?
It's a throng of irate Philadelphians outside my row house. They must have heard me spilling the beans about spilling drugs on Carson's legs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Roy, are you okay?
No! Oh, my God, no! They're lighting torches and stuff, and they're burning me in effigy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is like straight out of Young and Regular Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I'm 70% sure there wasn't an angry crowd scene in Bride of Frankenstein. Maybe Jake Fugelnest can help us with that.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm so scared, Tom.
Yeah, why? You should be.
Stop yelling! It's late at night! People are trying to sleep around here! Oh no, oh they faded away, that's great.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, it's...
Oh, no!
What?
They've gotten louder and more populated. Oh, no, they're chanting kill.
That
can't be good.
That can't. Roy, what are you going to do, Roy?
Stop!
What are you going to do with this?
I'm going to get him, Tom. I'm going to do the same thing I do every time an angry crowd tries to kill me.
What's that?
And take it out on their skulls. I'm going out there, Blob.
Tom, not Blob.
Prepare to eat lead, Hoagie, you white trash, MF. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Well, be careful. Okay, wow. Wine went dead. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, he's... Josh.
Yes, Tom.
What if you just play some music, just whatever's going on, you'll shape the mood, I think.
Oh, all right.
If you do. Are you on the board here? Are you plugged in or are you just...
I'm just in the speaker.
You could even turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. And Josh Cantor, we have Josh Cantor here. He drove down and you're a great guy, Josh.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Tom. You're a great guy.
Well, you're sweet to say that. Hey, Mike. Mike, let's bring some people in. Mike! Oh my goodness. As I live and breathe. It's Brett Davis. Oh, look at this. Yeah, well, come in. Yeah. Look at this. This is Josh Cantor.
Hi, Josh. Hi, Josh. What's up?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. All right, we'll get this guy on in a minute. Calm down. What? What? Calm down. No, it's okay. All right. Brett Davis, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Star of The Laundry Show.
Sure.
What's it called?
The Podcast for Laundry.
The Podcast for Laundry.
Yeah.
And star of Wednesdays with Brett.
You nailed it.
No, it's called The Special Without Brett Davis.
Yes.
And people can see that every Wednesday night on their computer.
At brettdavis.rip.
At brettdavis.rip. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a hopping party out there.
Yeah, got this Fred from Honolulu there. What's he going out there? It's caused trouble.
I think he's keeping the peace.
You think so?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Hells Angels in
Altamont.
Exactly, in Altamont. Yeah.
Friend.
He's just going around making sure everybody's...
That's exactly what he's doing. Hells Angels at Altamont.
Yes. Yeah.
And who's that voice? Well, that's my friend Mary Houlihan. How are you, Mary?
I'm really good. Hi, Tom.
It's so nice to see you.
It's so nice to see you.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for talking about the GoFundMe.
Yes.
That
Mary,
is cool.
Mary started a thing a week or so ago. A GoFundMe. There's a little switch on the side. It doesn't make the sound if you shut the thing off there. That photography sound. It actually isn't like a thing in it doing that, the way cameras. That's like replicating the sound that a camera had to make to work.
It's a wave.
Yes, exactly. You could probably delete that if your phone was running out of memory.
Yeah. I took a
picture. But your eyes might kind of guide you with that. This dude, I tell you. So don't worry. We were only talking about this charity thing that Mary's been working on. So don't worry. So I wish we had time to talk about that, but I just had to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
Wow.
Gotta move on. And we have Therese. No.
I will cede my time to talk about Mary's charity.
Oh well, that's sweet. That's sweet of you to do, but it's not allowed. Mary started a thing a week ago. A GoFundMe. Because she lives in New York City. Even though she's from New Jersey, she now walks and talks like a tough New Yorker. Right?
Yeah, I beat people up.
You beat people up, you grab an apple from a bodega as you walk past.
And I beat it up.
You beat it up, yes.
Tell that apple that you're walking here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get that thing, you're always yelling, I'm walking here, slamming the front of, like, people's cars as they pull up the intersections. So you started a week ago a GoFundMe to help feed people in New York.
It's true. It's true. My friends, Mike Lopez, he feeds homeless people a bunch. He does community meals and soup kitchen stuff. And he was donated an ambulance. And so he has been putting hot food in that ambulance and driving it out to parks and street corners where people hang out and delivering the hot food to people. And it rocks, and the ambulance sucks, and it has broken down already a couple times. And we are raising money to make it better.
Yes, so that people can get food.
Yeah, right? It's cool.
Now, where can people find out about this GoFundMe?
Well, it's the pinned tweet on my
Twitter.
I wish
I had more time for this part of it, Mary.
It's the pinned tweet on my Twitter, at Mary Hooley.
H-O-U-L-I-E.
That's right.
And you started this, and it's so nice, and you're using your time and talent, and you're helping people. What kind of food is in this thing are we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Hot paninis? Soup. Hot soup.
Do they have a panini maker?
No.
Can you can have my George Foreman grill.
We would love.
Oh, my God. You can totally have it.
We got soups, pastas, meats, casseroles, breads, bagels, oranges, fresh fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got to, like, you, like, can't, oh, I can't, like, put requests in. Be like.
What do you want?
Like, hey, can you guys work up some, what about, like, a mushroom pasta thing? Like. Because then they would be like, well, you kind of have your own food. You don't need to be here. This is for people without food.
Sure, yeah. Right? I suppose you could do that. Come up to the truck and ask for a mushroom pasta.
No, I think it's great that you did it. Look, I'm not going to say I donated or not.
You did.
I'm not.
You obviously did.
Of course I did. I had, of course, it was my pleasure to donate. I support this.
Yeah, that I was work really
with,
nice.
I work with the New Jersey, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, help them people out, and you're doing New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It is great.
You got to help people out, right?
You have to. It makes the world better.
Yes. It's the rent you pay for your room here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Not my words. The words of... Kevin Spacey.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, people are like, boo, boo. No, Muhammad Ali said that.
Oh.
But I think Gandhi said it first.
Oh.
Therese.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
WFMU... alumnus.
Well, yes, I am on hiatus.
I'm taking a breather. Sundays are not the same, and neither are Tuesday. What was it? Tuesday? Where did you end up?
I ended up on Thursdays. Summer. Dave the Spaz had to take off to finish up his book about, I keep saying, about Mario Perillo, but that's not right.
I would read that book.
I would read that book in a second.
A book about Mario Perillo
Sammy
tours.
Sammy Petrillo.
Just imagine a book. You ever see, remember those commercials, Mario Perillo? It's like,
Mr. Italy.
We got the tours. Come take the tour.
Yeah.
Yes. Him and his son.
And his son took the place now because...
My brother's friend is in those commercials.
Shut up.
I swear.
I would read that book.
What does your brother's friend do in the commercials?
I think at the time she's somewhere between 12 and 17. Mm-hmm. And now she's probably 30. And I think she's with her parents saying, like, we love Italy. Or we're having a blast here in Sicily or something. Yeah.
How nice is it that Josh is playing music?
I love it. I met Josh at your show.
At the live show in Brooklyn. Josh came and played piano on stage with us. And now he's here playing holiday music.
I'd say your show was a highlight of 2017.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to say, Mary.
It's true, though.
So nice of you to say. So what's going on, Therese? What's been keeping you busy without your show?
Life? Life, the day job. I went to see Star Wars the other day. That's what I got. I've been getting stuck in airports.
Okay. By choice?
No. Not by choice at all.
You're not like the tourist. Was that
no,
his name?
No,
what was
no.
his name
again?
The terminal.
The terminal.
No, I feel That's like the tourist may have been a horror movie.
You're not. I think the tourist was the movie with what's his face, the drummer, who was the who's the dad in Step Brothers. You know him.
I don't
Richard
know his name.
Jenkins.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That
he
guy.
Was the tourist, I think.
Uh-huh.
But. So I didn't see Star Wars yet.
I won't spoil it.
Can I give you a very minor spoiler that I think it's minuscule. There is a overweight X-wing pilot
Like Porkins?
Like Porkins.
Porkins.
Yeah. Do you know what his name is?
What?
Tubbs. No. I swear to God.
That's weird.
That's so cool.
That's weird.
That is.
Oh,
I don't
odd.
Remember Tubbs. Really?
It's something you need to get one of those hardcover books to learn.
To read about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's got a family.
I was thinking about going to see it again, so maybe I'll look out for Tubbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Justice League.
How was that?
It's not good at all. No, it's really bad.
Ooh.
It's really boring.
The DC movies are scary.
The Batman versus Superman was
this
not
was
good
like,
either.
Yeah. It was so boring. And it was like, I don't know whose idea, like this casting. It's just like they got like, the one guy who plays like Aquaman is like, he looks like.
The Game of Thrones guy, right?
I don't know what, I don't know what this guy's from. He looks like he's from, he looks like Zach Wilde. Like he looks like a heavy, he looks like he's in like Black Label Society or some kind of thing like that. And then like the, what's his face? The Flash is like. Young Sheldon.
Wait, like, is Zach Wilde and the little kid
yes.
from Young
I think they play Flash and Aquaman.
I would actually go see that.
Well, look, you know who's playing Thanos in the Marvel thing? The guy from...
Josh Brolin?
No, it's Rick from Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah.
If you look closely at him, he looks like Rick from Pawn Stars. I'm telling you.
It's funny. Uncanny.
I'm going to type
That's
in.
The old man's son.
Or it's the, I'd say the old man is Rick's dad.
Okay, got it.
Rick is the anchor.
Sure. Mary. The only names I know are the old man and Chumley.
Yeah. Here, watch this. Rick from Pawn Stars, Thanos. I'm going to see if anybody has made this. See, already it's like, I'm Rick Thanos and this is my pawn shop.
Yeah.
People have already started with the... See, look. Look, that's what...
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's
Thanos
so funny.
Looks like Rick from Pawn Stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that song you're playing, Josh. Santy, Christmas Time is Here from the...
Peanuts. Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Yes.
Tom,
it was originally a quartet, but...
Did you ever work
I got
in a...
Out.
Oh, why? Yeah.
You was wrong.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in a record store,
Do you know
store,
what I played?
Tom? What did you play?
I'll give you a little hint. Keep playing it, and I'll show you what I did in the band.
Ooh.
Trombone.
Very good.
That's really nice.
Then I would switch to trumpet. I'd be like...
Brought both of them in tonight.
I know.
That was stunning how quickly you switched between
the
two.
I'm very
two.
Good like that. I have them on straps around my neck, and I just swing them the way ZZ Top guys would swing their guitars.
Yeah.
You're also able to lick your lips, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's about the embouchure, Brett?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You just get the embouchure, and you can do anything. Therese, I didn't mean to step on what
you
were saying.
No, that's fine. That was actually better than what I was going to say.
Oh, I don't.
Because it was just going to be like, hey, the Vince Guaraldi Trio is always filed under G in the holiday section in, you know, your Tower Records, your Sam Goodies. And people would come in and say, hey, do you got a Charlie Brown Christmas? I'm like, yeah, it's back there.
And it'd be like.
Well, I looked under C and I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Did you look under G for Vince Guaraldi Trio? Yeah. Like, so
why would it be called that?
Because that's who.
Right? Yeah. Dunce. Right?
Yeah. So.
Hey, stupid.
That was all.
It's in Vince Guaraldi.
Livingston Mall.
I think Charlie Brown was playing the music on that?
No, Charlie Brown was not playing
the
music. It wasn't even under Linus. What was Linus and Lucy? What was their last name? Linus and Lucy?
They had
a
last name.
Hitler!
Oh,
my God.
It was not Hitler, but they did have a last name.
Oh,
Van Pelt.
Or was it
Lucy? Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
it was Van Pelt. You're right. So it wasn't under
I thought
either.
It was Hitler.
You freak.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you watch it.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yes, so even Linus and Lucy Van Pelt.
Yes.
Would because he only played that rinky dink kids piano.
Yes. And I don't think Lucy played anything. She just like
She played the removal of a football.
She played the removal of a football and also the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Her instrument was mind manipulation.
She was. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they paid for it.
Five cents. Mm-hmm.
They paid for the abuse.
That's, well.
Now, Brett, the podcast for laundry.
Yeah.
It's a runaway smash. People can't get enough of it.
That's the word on the street.
You're, mm-hmm. you're what, 25 episodes in at this point? 20 episodes?
Maybe a little less than that.
A little less?
Yeah, 20-ish.
20,
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, 25. You can say 20-ish. You could spot it.
You know, I undershot and then I caught up with you.
But you, it's you and you recorded at different laundromats.
Yes.
Who are some of the luminaries who've appeared on the show?
Well, episode one. It's Tom Sharpling.
Hey.
It was about an hour of you just telling me it's a bad idea. That it doesn't
that
have legs.
That was a good episode. I liked it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
How about you, Mary? Where were you at on that one?
I give it an A++.
A++.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than an A+.
Sorry, mm-hmm. that's not how we rate podcasts.
Oh, what is it?
1 to 5 stars.
1 to 5 stars.
Yes.
4.11.
Okay, 4.11. I'll take it. Well, Brett will take it because it's his podcast.
Yeah.
Who else has been on the show?
Oh, we've had the Pete and Pete guys, Danny yes. and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Those guys.
Mary's been on the show.
Okay.
The Cole Escola.
Very talented
Magnifique.
Young man.
Joe yes. Firestone.
Yes, very talented.
Trey Magnifique.
Yes.
Trey Magnifique.
Trey Magnifique was on?
Yeah. Trey Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has Trey Cool been on?
Yeah.
Trey Cool.
Trying.
You God. Had so all of Green Day except for Trey
except
Cool,
for Trey
right?
Cool?
Yeah, he had an engagement, so I said, yeah. we'll get you on another time, but
yeah.
I don't plan on it.
Do you know, he says one of his big problems is that sometimes his mind plays tricks on him. And then sometimes...
He gives himself the creeps.
He gives himself the creeps. But you know what? It's all... It's just cracking up. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I just paranoid? Am I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that what he says? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are the lyrics.
Do you think he commits to the hair?
Trey Cool.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of just like, let me go get some green.
Is that like a show through. Thing, you think, or is that just like a...
Like, when the tour is done, do you think he just goes back to his natural...
Yeah.
Hair, or he's like still... I'd say that's totally a band-related thing at this point, that yeah. he's just kind of like... He probably gets like, he says, Billy Joe, I don't want to put the stuff in my hair anymore. And he goes, put it in!
We can get a new drummer!
Yeah. We'll bounce you out of here so fast. I'll go back to Broadway. You ever see that trail? He did a movie. Billy Joe Armstrong did like a movie. Like he acted in a movie.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
It doesn't look very good.
Is this new?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold on.
What's his character?
Does he play himself?
Yeah, I can't imagine him playing anything that's not exactly him.
Let's see. It was from 2016, a movie called Ordinary World.
Ooh. Is it based on the Duran Duran song?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, I don't care about it anymore then.
Right, me neither. Let's take a listen. Oh, it's my theme music. No, he's not in that. It's just him playing. It looks stupid.
What genre is it?
It says comedy.
Oh, great.
Billy Sounds Joe funny. Armstrong leads an all-star cast in the candid and heartwarming comedy Ordinary World. Perry, he plays Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Perry is a middle-aged dad struggling between his worlds of playing a suburban father and being lead singer of his former... His former what? Where's the rest of it? No, don't deny me now.
Uh-oh.
Here's some comments. Oh, I should read them out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are bad. These are bad comments. Oh. Which comments get offensive the fastest? I say Yahoo comments are underrated for being shockingly offensive very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. NewJersey.com also.
Oh, that's yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, NJ.com.
Well, you sure. wouldn't know anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I don't even remember what the Star Ledger is.
Yeah. You're too busy with your
what? News in New York.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot
right,
chocolate.
Right, New York hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm, my little Greek coffee cups.
Yeah, you guys call it cocoa back in New Jersey. We call it hot chocolate here in New York City. 2018, Brett, what's on tap?
Ooh. Well, professionally, I'll be at the SF Sketchfest.
Very nice.
Frightened that I actually have a show that I have to bring people to. Because no one knows me
They'll
out there.
Go. Dan They'll Weiss go. Will go, and he'll bring all his friends.
I don't know Dan.
Well, I'll invite him.
Okay. And then, aside from that, just keeping the spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying my best.
That's all you can do.
Getting out of bed every day.
Sure. Sometimes it's all gravy. Once you're on your 2 feet, what else do you want me to do today?
It's a little V just to start the day sometimes. Yes.
Well, I see great things happening for you, Brett.
Well, thank you.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about Brett's 2018? No, I'm kidding.
I'm excited for it.
What do you predict?
Massive success.
What do you have lined up, Mary?
Not much. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to follow my heart. I'm going to be the 100% authentic mayor.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
2017, I don't think I was present all the time as much as I wanted to be. 2018 is going to be pure, unadulterated mayor, totally in it to win it. Yeah, I'm just going to kill it.
Sure. If this is strange.
We have different approaches.
Yes.
Specifically, I can't tell you what I'm going to be doing, but I know I'm going to be in it 100%.
I love that you've managed to tap into something. It's like aggressive spiritualism is what it sounds like you have going on. Like you are ready to crush it, to crush this.
Yeah.
This being present. This being present, I'm going to crush it. You wait till you see how I crush being present.
Yeah.
Are you competitive?
Yeah.
Right? You are.
Yeah.
But you act like you're not. Yeah,
no.
You act like you're not a little bit. You hide it a little bit.
Well, I'm just reserved, so it doesn't come through outwardly, I guess.
And who are you competitive with? Not that you've named names. Are you competitive with your peers or with people who have crossed that have made it?
I think it's kind of myself. Sometimes I think about my age and I think about how many years I probably have left on this earth. And
sure. Two.
To die.
That's me. No, I have two left.
You have 2 years left.
No, not years.
2 days.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so I want to make sure.
So I'm going to give I'm going to will my Christmas presents now.
Yeah. I want to make sure that I get everything I want done before I fucking croak.
A nice curse.
Sorry
in there.
For saying the F-bomb.
It's a holiday show, but that's fine.
Sorry, I have a mug of wine mixed with seltzer,
don't worry,
so you know
fine.
Me.
I know you. I think that's the first time I've ever heard you curse.
I think so, too.
Right?
I was taken aback.
You were, yes. Sometimes you get so competitive. Therese, are you competitive?
I judge myself against others.
Okay.
It's not quite the same as being competitive, though.
Are you not nice to yourself?
Oh, I hate myself.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You would
Sometimes.
Never... If I told you about a person, and it was you, but I just told you about, here's person X, and I told you about what they were doing and stuff, you'd be like, oh, that person sounds like they're doing all right.
Yeah. Oh,
and that person sounds cool, like you like you should be. They should be
I'm
treated
give you
well.
My therapist's copay for the week.
And then, but then when you realize it's you, then you're just like, oh, that horrible person.
Yeah. You could have been doing so much more.
This is how competitive I get. Because I do. I don't know if you know.
Tom, we've known each other for a while.
Yes. I was reading this book about Scientology called The Complex.
I haven't read that one.
It's a really good one. And this guy's went through the whole system. I like the idea that let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's playing while I tell this story. And he's talking about how he, like, became, like, OT8. It took him, like, a long, like, it took him, like, 12 years. I was just like,
how much money?
Yeah,
is
but
that
I was
higher
just,
than Tom Cruise?
No, it was. He was not higher than, he was up there, but he was, like, and I'm reading this thing, and I'm just like, I could have done that faster. Like, I would have done it faster. And I'm like, you mean climb the ladder at Scientology? It's like, oh, I could have done it. I could have blown this guy out of the water. How fast I would have gotten to be OT8.
Mm-hmm.
Pat,
healthy, Tom.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Who's out there, Pat?
Oh, man. The list goes on.
Well, let's
grows.
Bring some more people
Wanna
in. Let's bring
some
more.
Sure,
yeah, let's bring some more people. Not anything against
no.
you, Therese, or you, Brett, or you, you, Toilet
so
Mouth.
So.
Not against you. I thought Andrew Dice Clay was here for a second.
Yeah, same.
Who did you mistake for Andrew Dice Clay
Mary.
In that room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of her.
My potty mouth.
Her yes. potty mouth. Yes. Therese.
Tom,
I love you.
I love you. Can I quickly tell a story about the time that Brett Davis saved my life?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, because it's true. One day, I was on the... One night, I was on the PATH train. Because I live here in Jersey City, and the PATH train is what gets us from... Oh, from Manhattan back to Jersey City. And I had a few drinks, Tom. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie. And it was late at night. And next thing... And I think I'd fallen asleep. On the train.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, I see Brett Davis in my face saying, hey, isn't this your stop, Therese?
Uh-huh.
I was like, what? MC Steinberg? What? Huh?
Yes.
And Brett Davis got me off the train.
Yeah.
That wasn't his stop. And I don't think you had a, I don't think you had a PATH card or any money to get yourself back on the train because I got into a cab.
I can afford a PATH train.
Well, this was a long time ago. And I got into a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw you walking up Newark Avenue because you had saved me from myself. And you know what I didn't do? I didn't even offer you to share my cab. Because I'm a jerk.
Hey,
he had money. He went through your purse
did.
While you
yeah.
were asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm well. What's mine is yours, Brett Davis. Because
well, yeah.
because I'm alive to be here today.
I'm a flim flam man. That was just
because
right?
of you.
Right? And then you pass as a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy,
yep.
Brett Davis.
There he is. There he is. So thank you, Brett.
Well,
I'm thankful for you and that day you saved my life.
Thank
you,
you
kept
so much.
Therese alive.
You did. Who knows? I could be still riding the PATH train.
Yeah.
Tom, you actually at a holiday party, you saved me because I had drinking from the Jell-O Man's hooch.
When was this back?
Whatever the Jell-O shot themed.
2013. That was
there
final.
It
there it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
John Solomon is wearing the holiday Jell-O shot experience shirt.
Yeah. Horrifying.
And I drank it, and it was just way too much for me. It was pure.
Yeah, I had
paint thinner.
I had one of his dumb Jell-O shots 2 months ago.
Ugh. He's a nice guy.
He is. I love him, but he's peddling Jell-O. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you, Brett Davis, the funniest. Oh, more people joining the Best Show holiday party. Look who's here. Just slide all the way down, my friend. That way everybody can get a chair. That's how we do it in the biz. I know at PRB you might not have four microphones, but here in Best Show HQ we do.
They just got the second one working again.
The second, so now you can have a conversation.
Finally.
That's the voice everybody knows. They hear that mellifluous voice. They know that's John Solomon, and when you hear him any month of the year, you know good music is in the picture, as long as you're hearing him on the radio. But in December, it's always special because he goes and does something that people think is amazing, equal parts amazing and foolhardy. He goes on the radio for how many hours now? 25?
25.
25 hours and plays nonstop Christmas music. And when does that start? Christmas Eve?
Yes, sir.
And so this Christmas Eve, we can all look forward to 25 uninterrupted hours of Christmas music, because he's pulling all-nighter. And does it get harder? Does it get harder?
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but I always make tactical changes each year to what I eat and how I prepare. And last year, it was it was pretty easy as far as the 29 of them go. So wow. I am setting myself up for a fall.
Yeah. What are you eating before this?
I have like
jerky, a lot of jerky.
I have a lot of like a sweet potato and ginger kind of curry that I'll have most of the show. That's with some brown rice.
Sure.
And a lot of tea. And it's, I give up sweets for most of December.
Okay.
And so being out there with all these good folks and seeing all the treats that people brought,
it's
very difficult. And so,
Hanukkah gelt. What about Hanukkah gelt?
No, no gelt. Thank you though.
Well, who paid for play for that?
Julie gave me this.
Oh, well, okay.
Can I ask you a non-holiday question that a listener wanted me to relay?
Sure.
East West, who never calls.
Sure.
I'm acting on his behalf.
Okay. Very nice guy. Very funny guy.
During his physical prime, do you think that Billy Corgan could dunk?
I think Corgan, what are we looking at, 6'6 with Corgan?
I think about that. And I'm not talking like
no,
getting a running start, holding a tennis ball,
you're talking
dunking.
About flat foot.
I think, you know, not traveling, like two steps, one like, hand, two hands.
Like actually
throwing it down.
With a basketball.
Yes.
Dribbling.
Yeah. Maybe three steps, but no, not that like running full court across
the
gym.
Not the thing, it's not doing a halftime show.
No.
He's not tramping it. He's not bouncing on a tramp and doing a backflip. I could see Billy Corgan do that, running cross court, jumps on the mini tramp, goes up, 360 dunk. Billy Corgan could not dunk. I picture him being like it would almost be like the worst thing where the ball gets like 60% of the way there, but he just can't get it all the way in. It's the worst. You might as well miss completely rather than blow a dunk. I'd love to see it, though. Right? Corgan? Just picture it. Smashing Pumpkins band. Right? Yeehaw takes it down the floor. Right? Chamberlain sets a screen. Rolls Corgan to the rim. And he jams it! It counts! And the foul! And who did he dunk on? David Grubbs.
Oh. I was going to say Mark Eibold.
No, it was Pumpkins. The Pumpkins were playing Bastro. You should have seen it.
So 3-on-3?
It was 3-on-3.
Now, which lineup of Bastro?
Well, I guess we're talking about Grubbs and who else? Which lineup should we be talking about? The one I saw. When did I see them? I saw them at the 400 years ago, I think I saw them. At the Knitting Factory. You remember the Knitting Factory on Houston? Remember when the Knitting Factory was there? You know where the Whole Foods is now.
I know. Like I remember, Tom.
They were there. Who was in that lineup? Who would have been in that lineup?
Was that Bundy Brown era Bastro?
Must have been. I just remember Weird Paul played and everybody, it was a room clearer. Weird Paul. Love Child played, everybody's into it. Weird Paul came up, cleared the room. Then everybody came back in for
the Pride of Pittsburgh.
Cake Kitchen. I don't know who it was.
So it was a homestead night? Is that what you're getting at?
Homestead night, yes. Susanna, how are you?
I'm doing
It's been
really
so
well.
Long since I've seen you.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Are you doing well?
I am, yes.
It's so nice to see you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. The last time I was at the Knitting Factory was I used a fake ID to get in when I was 16 to say that I was 18.
Okay. And who did you sneak in to see?
I think it was the Magnetic Fields.
Okay.
Yeah. But a long time ago.
Yeah. For him to play the Knitting Factory would be a long time ago. Yes.
This is the worst thing I've ever done is get a fake ID to see shows. There.
Really? That's the worst thing you ever did?
I know.
Wow. You have been on the right side of things if that's the worst thing you did was sneak into the Knitting Factory. Because you're just like, I just got to see Magnetic Fields.
I was 16.
And where did you get a fake ID? Times Square?
No, it was somewhere in the village, like on NYU's campus.
Did they take a photo? Did you put your face in an oversized license?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they took a picture of?
No, this is a green background, yeah. Blake, yeah.
Like one of those things where you put your face in the circle and you're like, I'm a king.
Right. Yeah, no, at the boardwalk. I'm a strong man. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, there was like a, it was like a cow. I put my face in a cowboy suit or something.
So you were, and you snuck in.
Yep. Yeah, it was a good, I guess it was a good show.
I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Knitting Factory. I don't know. Those days are gone. Right, Jay Penry?
Oh, man, long gone. Long gone.
John Solomon, that's how you do a segue.
You could learn something in this 25 hours.
Yeah. Work that into the 25 hours.
You get a fake ID so you can go see Secret Chiefs 3.
Exactly.
And,
you don't understand.
No, you don't. These are Mike Patton's friends.
You don't understand that one of the Sun City girls is in the group.
Roddy Bottoms is going to be. Is that his name? The
Roddy Bottom.
Is that the
from
keyboard
Imperial
player?
Teen and
is he the keyboard player in Faith No More?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's what you want to see surf music filtered through that.
Yeah, want it all, right? Yeah.
Spoiler alert, but that song does make a prominent appearance in the movie
Star
Disaster
Wars?
Artist.
Star Wars.
It's in The Last Jedi.
That would be so cool. Could you imagine they get into, it's like, all right, we got to blow up. Look, I didn't see it yet. I'm sure there's another Death Star in it.
Chewbacca's really into Bay Area jazz fusion from the late 90s.
Chewbacca cranking Naked City, all the...
It's an all Ipecac soundtrack?
Yes.
He's a Zorn man.
Chewbacca is a Zorn.
Pouring one out for the stone. Yeah. It's really sad the stone isn't there anymore. The Knitting Factory, the
Bill
stone.
Bill Laswell records.
All the... Yes.
Very exciting.
One of the greats, Ralph Carney, died.
What?
Yeah.
The drummer.
I did not know this.
Yes. Right. Was he a drummer or a saxophonist?
The saxophonist.
Saxophone, not a drummer. I'm thinking of Carney Hild Kramer was a record. One of my early shimmy disc records I bought. Mm. And Ralph Carney was...
He's a Zorn guy?
Yes. He was also like a session. He played with Tom Waits a bunch. And
Your favorite.
My favorite. Yeah. His nephew is...
Swordfish trombone.
He played, I think, maybe like Rain.
Tom, yeah, that's a Tom Waits record.
Is that a Tom Waits record?
I love them all. I love them. They're all like my children.
He's going to play.
Tom Waits records. He's
going to start playing. I was listening to Ice Cream Man earlier. That's a good song.
Van Halen?
I think Tom Waits has one, too. Doesn't he have one called Ice Cream Man? All right, I'm getting a nod.
It's just him playing the it's corner. Just him singing the Good Humor. Ooh. He's just singing Turkey in the Straw.
Ice cream. They call me the
Mr. Softy.
Ice Cream Man.
That's exactly how it goes.
So his nephew is the dude in Black Keys. Patrick Carney.
Okay. Yes, well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. We say rest in power here.
Rest in power. So. Okay.
Jay Penry, talented artist and broadcaster.
Yeah, well, you know, not so much these days, but here I am. I'm back.
But you're a talented artist.
I'm back. I've got Steven Van Zandt tickets in Red Bank, which is why I'm in New Jersey tonight.
You're going down. You're getting an early...
I'm just... It's a pit stop.
Try to get a feel for the state before you feel ready to see
show. I'm going down.
Count Basie Theater.
I was listening to an interview with Steven, and he said that in the 80s, everybody liked Ronald Reagan except for him. So he made the first anti-Ronald Reagan record.
Yeah, I remember he was...
Sun City Steve, right?
Yeah, the Disciples of Soul. Yeah. I remember we were all cheering Reagan on. And we were like,
everyone loved Reagan.
He's a
Reagan.
Voice in the wilderness,
yes.
crying
not,
out.
Yeah, yeah. He did not like Reagan.
Seasonal.
No. Yeah. You know what I would say? He might not have been the first. You could say the first might have been like someone who ran against Reagan might have said, I don't like Reagan either.
Walter Mondale.
John Walter Mondale.
He might have played guitar on the record that Ronald Reagan used to like come Best out on the campaign trail too.
Exactly, yeah. The mansion he's got.
Yeah. He might owe it all to Ronald Reagan.
Yes. Look, that guy. All yeah. When I think of Little Steven, all
you think
I
think of Lillehammer.
I think of Lillehammer. Don't tell me what I think of when I think. I think of the poor people. I think of the disenfranchised people who donated to his his Rascals Kickstarter and didn't get their fulfillment, which I still go to the Kickstarter
how
page.
How much was it?
Every once in a while,
like,
I go
how much
and
was
I,
he trying to raise?
He wanted to raise as much as people would give for the
thing.
You
don't understand. The Young Rascals were struggling.
No way he's looking it up.
There's no way they were going to come back if it wasn't for little Steven.
I go to this Kickstarter page every, like, probably once every 6 months and read through the...
the comments.
Still didn't get the book yet.
Hey, Silvio.
Still, like, still didn't get the book, the photo book of the Rascals. The fulfillments are...
What's the photo? It's like him hanging out with the Rascals?
Let me tell you. Little Steven. Let's Kickstarter Rascals. Little Steven.
I'm so, I feel like I started a thing, but...
Well, the audio on the Kickstarter video is the greatest.
Oh, easily.
Once upon a dream. And people, if you gave a dollar, you can get the interview with Dave Marsh talking to the Rascals. And for a $100 donation, that's the lover's pledge you can get.
You get a lisp with him.
Yeah.
Summer of Love. There we go.
Hold on. Interviews as well. For a $50 pledge, you will receive an exclusive DVD and audio CD of the show. Again, long before it's ever released, if it's ever released. Plus the video download of the show and the audio interview.
He's hedging his
bets. The show is called Once Upon a Dream, so we're calling the $100 pledge the Dreamer's Pledge.
That's a dreamer, all right.
Before the show begins, there will be a 270-degree projection of various 60s icons all over the walls and the scrim in front of the stage. And we will include your picture and name right alongside Jimmy.
Just imagine it. Right, yes. Right.
That is what happens Jim to Morrison. A dream deferred.
So,
and you like, you wonder what happens to a dream deferred? That's what it is.
But he's like...
He's, it doesn't dry up like a raisin in the sun.
No. He's selling...
Gets projected on a wall.
Hey, you pay a certain amount of money, your name will be next to Jim Morrison's. Well, you're taking this very seriously then. Apparently, if you're willing to put me up next to Jimi Hendrix because I paid $100, I get my name next to the greatest guitarist ever. So that's when I think of the disenfranchised. That's my charity record. It's going to be about what happened to the people who didn't get their... fulfillment.
See, he didn't strike me as a libertarian, and then he kind of shocked. I got to tell you, it kind of came out of left field. I was a little shocked.
Look,
that he was like an Ayn Rand objectivist.
Comments. Let's go to the comments. The fact that no one from Stephen Van Zandt's organization has the simple decency to provide the supporters an update on the status of the remaining deliverables is disheartening.
Does it say when that's dated from?
October 13th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Jesus. Okay, we got to go down to Red Bank.
I know it's been a while, but any chance on ever getting the book with our names in it? Anybody know why the Broadway tour was canceled when the thing seemed to be going so well? May 28th. Any update on the photo book? Please advise. Thanks. May 8th.
Wow.
Is there any update on the backstage downloadable stuff and the booklet with our name in it? Thank you.
Everyone's so polite.
March 5th. Got the replacement CDs. Thank you. All we're waiting on now is the booklet. Any updates on that? Man, this book. These people want this book. That must be some book.
No one wants any books anymore.
Right, yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
Bookstores could be in business, apparently, if they,
they just sold Little Steven's Rascals book.
Yeah. Bookstores are back.
Oh, my God. That's what I should be teaching, this book.
Because you
forget
go to, like,
the Odyssey.
Yeah, forget, you just teach the Rascals, the story of the Rascals by Little Steven.
That's what 14-year-olds really want to know about.
Now, John Solomon, say I'm going to listen to your 25 hours of Christmas music. Here are a few. Look, you do. It's your show. Like, you wouldn't tell me what to do with my show.
Oh, never.
I'm not going to tell you what to do with your show. I do have a couple songs that I wouldn't mind if you left back at home. William Burroughs.
I didn't play that last year.
The Priest.
And I thought of you when I realized I didn't play.
Right? Ho, ho, ho. And the priest went down the hall with the heroin and gave it to the... He was in the room throwing up and... Oh, 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 Merry Christmas. Here's some heroin for you. You could leave that one. the Kurt Cobain, you know, that beloved Kurt Cobain, William Burroughs collaboration.
Sure, the pride of TK Records.
Yes, that 10-inch record that no one can get enough of. Wouldn't mind if you left that one at home. The Snail one, I'm not a fan of. That feels like a John's.
Wait, can I tell you a story real quick?
Please.
So I was in Philadelphia on Saturday, okay. And I went to a holiday party, and I was talking to my mm-hmm. friend Chris mm-hmm. about her son's favorite, absolute favorite song during the marathon.
Yeah.
And then later that evening, I was at a bar talking to my friend Pat.
Yeah.
And he told me about his mom's absolute least favorite song in the marathon.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the same song.
Yes. And that's the one I'm talking about.
No, it actually wasn't. People guessed that it was.
Oh, so you're making a point to put me in my place and let me know that there's horse races for a reason. Everybody likes a different horse. But look, that song, that Snail one, what's that called?
It's called Snail Dartha, the Story of Jerry the Christmas Snail.
Yeah.
Again, all of these things on paper shouldn't work.
By who? Who's that by?
It's by a bunch of folks from Minneapolis. I can't recall each of their names.
That's like a leg stretcher for you. That feels like John's fading.
You know what, though?
Here's a snail song for 48 minutes.
The most popular time that people listen mm-hmm. is the time when I play that and the time when I play that 42-minute version of Little Drummer Boy.
That's right. The
that just keeps building and building and building.
Bowie and Bing?
Do you play Bowie and Bing?
No, not usually.
No.
I thought they did it's a 42-minute version.
Yes. It, look, who am I to complain? You play the Philly Boy Roy Night Before Christmas every year. That's 20 minutes, and I'm sure somebody's just like, oh, no.
I got a call. No. I think I told you this once before. I got a call when that was playing from a mm-hmm. classical DJ at the station in a panic because he was convinced that WPRB had gone off the air and some other station was bleeding through.
Uh-huh. And, someone broke in.
And they thought it. They always think. You said that people have said, like, what's that thing with where that guy's talking to that woman?
Yeah, can you play that thing where that guy's talking to that lady?
Yeah, about the night before Christmas. And it's like, it's Philly Boy Roy. Sure would like some Christmas music in the background.
Yeah, Josh, what are you doing on Sunday?
This Sunday?
I wouldn't say no if this was available.
You mean, are you going to put him up for 5 days? You think this guy who plays the Red Sox?
It's the off season.
Look what he gave me. Look at this beautiful picture of Dustin Pedroia, Laser Show, in the Best Show logo. Because when I went to the game, I was like, I saw a guy with a shirt that said Laser Show, and I was like, that's the greatest nickname I ever heard in my life. Can you imagine if your nickname was Laser Show?
No.
Having it going on, you'd be.
Does people, that mean you have to like Pink Floyd?
No! There's other laser shows.
Are there, though?
It just means you're. Yes, there are. I can feel that one.
Okay. I'm not a laser show aficionado.
And I'll also say this. Speaking of laser shows, if I asked you, in the Western Hemisphere, what is the biggest planetarium in the Western Hemisphere? Do you know where that would be? It just opened last week.
I actually know the answer to this.
You can say it.
It's at the Liberty Science Center, right?
It's Jersey City.
All right. Oh, wow. Yes. You go through the touch tunnel to get there.
I haven't been into it.
Oh, you haven't been to
it? The big one just opened last week.
The Liberty Science Center has a touch tunnel. No, nobody's been in the touch tunnel?
No, I can't. They don't let me in the touch tunnel.
So every single elementary school field trip we went on was just to the Liberty Science Center or Ellis mm-hmm. Island. And the touch tunnel is this like long, you have to get on all fours. It's totally dark. It's supposed to demonstrate what it's like not to have sight.
Sure.
But it's really, really long and claustrophobic. And so if it, like, opens up into this big planetarium, it would be worth it.
Look, I just want to go and watch planets and stars and stuff in the big screen.
You don't have to pretend not to be able to see and crawl to get there. Fair enough.
You know what I think about with the touch tunnel? All I can think about, who touched the touch tunnel before me?
Right, yes.
That's not...
It's not sanitary.
Some, grimy touch tunnel. I go to, like, these... There's this place in Red Bank, Yestercades. It's this old time... It's an arcade. They have all these old video games. And if I go with people... after we're done, I just say, now please just do me a favor before we leave. Let's all go wash our hands because we just touched a Frogger machine that has 45 years of germs on it. My friends, I'm going to rotate a couple more people because we got so many people in so little time. It's starting to run out. The John Solomon PRB, WPRB this Christmas Eve. That's what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday night?
Sunday at 5 p.m. until Christmas Day at 6 p.m.
Can't wait. And Susanna, what's going on with you? What would you like to plug?
Reading.
Reading. Just the
everyone,
concept of reading.
Just read books, everybody.
Whether you're reading. Oh, look who it is.
Oh, boy.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Jay Penry, where can people find you?
Oh, jpenry.com.
And what's going on? Say what's going on with your thing that people can look forward to. Do you want to say?
Oh, I'm opening a 10-room hotel in upstate New York.
Yeah. You hear that, Fred?
I've been...
10-room hotel.
Yeah.
In upstate New York.
Yeah, I've been renovating the Woodhouse Lodge. You can find that on Instagram, Woodhouse Lodge.
When can we stay at the Woodhouse Lodge?
Man, well, you know, if you have my phone number, you can reach out to me personally, and I could probably make you a bed up. But open to the public?
Yeah.
A couple more months.
Okay.
I got to be real tentative on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming, and we're going to have we're going to have events. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to start a cult.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Can I ask where in upstate New York?
Greenville, New York, up there in Greene County, close to Hudson.
It's going to be cool.
Ringing any bells? Anybody ever been up there? Yeah.
See? Yeah.
It's tough. It's gonna work, though. That's what I say where
I like
it is.
I hearing you.
Just
I
call it Green Point.
Oh, yeah. Green
Point, upstate New York.
Yeah, you like Adam Driver and Lena Dunham?
Yeah.
This is where they shot all their scenes, yelling at each other.
Fred does. Huge girls fan.
Oh,
you love.
I can only imagine.
Which girl is your favorite, Fred?
The one with a rich father in real life.
Oh, that, yeah.
Right. That narrows it down. Okay.
Fred just burned. The four-way burn, right? Right?
Full disclosure, Lena's dad was my wife's professor at Columbia University.
Okay.
In the mid-2000s.
Well, I'm glad that was.
Yeah.
The transparency.
I'd say he's the least rich of all. I'd say David Mamet or Brian mm-hmm. Williams probably has the most money.
I'd say Brian Williams might have the
Or the guy from Free.
The guy from, yeah, the guy.
Bad Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon Kirk.
Yeah, he might. Well, I don't know.
I could picture Paul Rogers and Mick Ralphs might have held those purse, and Boz Burwell might have said, that's right, I can name all four members of Bad Company.
I love it.
And very impressive,
slam
huh, guys?
That's a Corgan slam dunk.
First number one album for Swan Song Records. Not Led Zeppelin.
Bad Company.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank
my friends.
You, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Merry
having
Christmas.
Good time. Having fun.
Yes.
Oh, look who it is, Fred. Fred from Honolulu. I'll see you later. What's up, Fred? Who's out? Who do you want to be in here with you?
Oh, man.
Who? No one? No one. Fred says no one. Who do you want in? Pick someone who hasn't been. Pick someone who hasn't been in.
Martina, no. Kenny hasn't been
in. All right, bring him in. Tough guy. Slide all the way down. Come on, Fred. Oh. Hey, how are you, Martina? What's going on? All right. Hey, how are you, Gabby? How's it going? Look who's... Yes. Are you having an all right time at the party?
Yo, I think I can control the Twitter feed from this.
Yeah. All right, Fred.
Let's see.
Click it down a notch.
There we go.
My favorite, Fred from... Don't touch that computer. That computer controls this show being heard by other people.
Well, Martin's here. Martin can fix anything.
Yeah. But he doesn't have to fix it if you don't touch it.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Fred from Honolulu. Well, well, well.
How's
What's
it,
up?
Tom?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How you living?
Doing good?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
What's that sweatshirt you're wearing?
It's a defunct sausage store from Chicago.
Hot Dogs.
Hot Dogs. It's dead now.
Oh, that's that one that the what's-his-face did, the puppet face. Right? Isn't that the one that that...
puppet face?
I saw like a puppet harass them at it.
I don't know.
Right?
What's the puppet face?
It's like a dog puppet.
Oh, the dog puppet?
What's that dog
puppet? Don't you have
name?
A copy of that puppet somehow? Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
I have a picture framed. All right. Where is this? I'm going to mark this for the edit. 11:245 even. Cut. What's up, Fred?
I'm all right, man. How you living?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
I'm living the unemployed life. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I know.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club. Are you unemployed? You're unemployed?
I'm underemployed.
Underemployed,
unemployed,
yeah.
There we go. Shout out.
Yes.
Welfare was designed to be a trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Is that who said that?
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan said that?
Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser said that.
Martine, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right, Tom.
Getting a little angry out there. Somebody's going to get punched. Martine holds it down on the tech side of things. There would be no Best Show stream or website if it wasn't for Martine. So
yeah.
I always...
Shout out to Martine.
...appreciate every single Tuesday. I appreciate you, Martine.
I appreciate you. I don't let myself get out of bed without saying thank you.
Really? Well, not to me.
Not to
weird. That's a little weird that you don't let yourself get out of bed without saying thanks to me.
I'm a weird guy.
You might want to work
that.
On that.
I'm a weird guy.
There's others you could... Right? Right, Cammy?
Yes. But I appreciate that he focuses on gratitude.
Yes. It's very easy to lose sight, right? It's very easy to get caught up in your own head.
Too easy.
Why me? Why me? Right?
He keeps me in check.
Why me? Well, I'm doing it, actually. I'm actually saying why me right now. That's how easily I fall into it.
Tom, you drinking tonight or what's going on with you?
No.
No?
Doing the show.
My bad, man.
How about you? Are you?
I'm pretty lit right now.
Of course you are. I knew that.
You've never seen me lit. Like I've been.
Sure, I have. Every day at work, you showed up.
Oh, come on, dude.
Every day.
I came in. Look, listen. When I was your servant, I was like completely sober every time.
Co-worker. Just because somebody had a different job at the office means a servant. Anything. Look.
That's why I hesitated about like.
Tell you where I was. This is how it worked. This guy was on, we worked on the show together.
Uh-huh.
I was shown the door. He kept his job.
Yeah, there you go.
Some people know how to play the game better than others.
I fell to my knees, right?
But we would do this thing where people would go get Starbucks and stuff and be like, go get Starbucks. And I was like, if people are going to get Starbucks, this is my shot right now. I have this dumb Starbucks card, and if you get like 10 drinks, you'll get like a free one. I'm like, Fred. If we go to get Starbucks,
why are you blowing up my spot right now?
Just swipe my card, and then I'll get free. And then Fred's like, yeah, too late, stupid. I got my own.
Tom, you know how many points I garnered from that?
How many?
Anybody who is a Starbucks Gold's Reward person will understand that. Yeah. By the end of production, I had over 6,700 points.
Wow, that's...
6,700 points.
That's like,
125 points will get you... that'll get you a free drink. Not even a drink. Yeah. You can get anything. Now they have like kale salads and stuff. That's like $8.
Yeah. So you just live at Starbucks now.
Well, I've used it all by buying the other underlings like me. It's like, you know, it's like, it's not real money.
You know what's the funny thing about this song, Josh? Little Saint Nick.
I just learned it.
You did?
Yay.
In the lyrics, it's maybe the dumbest lyric I ever heard. My mother was like, Christmas comes this time each year. Yeah, no kidding. Like, why is that a statement that needs to be sung? Christmas comes this time each year. It's like, yeah.
Maybe it's like a thing like...
The sun rises also. Like, these are not like...
What if it's like a shot at like Hanukkah, which moves? You know what I mean?
So you think the Beach Boys were taking a shot at
Maybe. I mean, there was like, it's rife with anti-Semitism.
Yeah, at least.
right?
Right, yeah, like Ramadan moves, you know?
Yes, I'm sure the Beach Boys in 1964 were figuring out how to bring down Ramadan. I'm sure that was going on in the studio in L.A. when they were in the middle of recording. They're recording Little Deuce Coupe. They're like, Brian Wilson's like, you know, the next song should be...
Oh, not Brian Wilson, the other one that Mike
Love.
Mike Love,
yeah, I'm sure Mike Love is just like, hey, Brian, why don't we write a song, bring down Ramadan? Fred? Yeah, he really
is. Yeah.
Fred's the life of this party.
I know.
We have made so many connections tonight.
Right? Yeah. Connections. Yeah, you can make connections through Fred.
Yeah.
Fred's got connections.
Yeah, he got connections.
Yeah, he's got connections.
Pure momentum. Yeah. That's what they call you out there. Pure momentum.
You got to rebuild the distribution center out here.
I'm never sure if you're talking like you're more... This is the thing with you sometimes. You throw these, like, things out. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if you're, like, deeper into things than you pretend or less into, like...
Less. Come
like,
on,
so, like, if you're just, like, you're, like...
I'm dying out here. You gotta be less.
Like, you could either be running everything or nothing. And you just... But you're always just like, yeah, I'm making some connects.
Yeah.
I know. Look, he's not gonna say anyway. This guy plays it so straight. I never saw anybody.
Yeah. I can't hide my disdain for people.
Sure you can.
Well, kind of, but not really. Like,
you play it so cool.
Uh-huh.
And people, see the thing. Everybody thinks, they're like, oh, Fred likes me. Like, they'll just be like, yeah, Fred hates everybody.
Wow!
Everybody's like, yeah, Fred hates everybody. He likes me, though, but he hates. But if everybody's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a lot of people are wrong. Yeah. A lot of people are wrong.
Well, I mean, like, people might mistake common courtesy as, like, right? Like, there's a low level of courtesy out here. Like,
well, look, Fred, I don't like you.
Oh,
I love you. I love you. I love you, Fred.
That was the fastest. I think that's the fastest I don't like it, I love it.
You've ever well, you're done. Not it. You're you. I love you, Fred. You're a good guy. You make everything better.
Really?
Yes. When you're there, fantastic. Things get better.
Thank you, man.
Whatever it is, it gets better.
Whether it's me messing up your furniture order or...
No, well, that was a funny thing. At the job, I was like, yeah, Fred, I need a cabinet, like just something to put drawers to put things in. And he brings in this thing. It was like dollhouse furniture. Like, you'd be lucky if you could fit, like, a file card in one of the drawers, which would kind of, like, buckle the drawer out. Fred's like, I was like, what's this? You're like, it's that files.
Well, for a lot of...
It was like Stonehenge in Spinal Tap. It really was. It was like the office furniture equivalent of Stonehenge. Look at this, is like 4 inches high.
Like a lot of that stuff is ceremonial. Like, you guys don't actually use those things. You're just like, I want to be shown the respect that I can get this.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and respect was just the name of the game for me on that job.
Oh, no.
Oh, respect.
Oh, no.
The respect flowed like water.
Where's the vodka?
Oh, it's
there
coming.
It is.
Get ready. Like, you get ready, Fred. Martine, what's going on? What's going on? What are you up to?
What am I doing? This is the first time in... I think 5 years that I don't have a gig. Yeah, that's true too. That's you know what I like about Tom? He's not a one-way street.
No, we were discussing this earlier.
Yeah.
What's that?
People who know how to have a proper conversation, they're a rare breed these days. But this is why Fred's so great.
Yeah. Well, he's not listening, though.
He's parrying.
I'm more like it's like the algorithm of like trying to find what I will use to destroy you later. It's
yes.
Like
he's recording. Oh, that's just a chance for more. That's just an opportunity
to
get more info. No, he's
said it too early in the night.
No, I'm sorry.
But it's nice. There's nothing. It's not that hard to just listen to somebody, is it?
I don't think so.
Well, a lot of people can't do it. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Right, Fred?
Yes.
You listen.
Yeah. Listen.
Sure.
Because it'll serve me later by listening.
Yeah. See, now I know you're pretending. You're.
Well, I really am interested
gonna serve
in everybody
you later.
Talking.
What are you?
Come on, man. Like, I'm from, like, yeah. I've come from the island, so everybody's story is, like, exotic to me. So, like, I'm filing it.
I saw your home. You told me that your childhood home in Hawaii, they would often rent to productions for movies. And I saw this movie that you said was based on your life story, The
Jurassic
Descendants.
Park. Yeah.
Descendants,
okay.
A movie where that you said they tapped into your who you were.
Yes. And
it says in the credits, based on a story by Fred Winthrop.
Yes. Fred Winthrop. The Winthrop family who forsaken their Hawaiian roots from the Great Mahele, yes.
Frederick J. Winthrop. The fourth.
How come I can't wear my disdain for rich people in this industry? That's what I want to know. Like, why is that not acceptable?
That's fine.
That's fine?
I love it.
Thank you. But I have to, like, keep it quiet, though.
Yeah,
like,
well, you know.
I get talkings to about that.
You have
that.
To figure. Just figure out who you can say it to. Just say it to the other slobs. You're going to go up and say it to the rich people?
I say it out loud.
Yeah,
it's like,
no, that's the problem.
That's why you're unemployed.
Yeah, right? Oh. Yeah. Thank you, Gabby. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that they're bad people ruining the planet. They think they're the exception. They think they're the one good rich person.
Yes.
They're all bad.
They're all bad. Really?
Right, Fred?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
When do we eat the rich, Tom? Who do we start with? Is it like a buffet or is it like a monthly thing?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Fred likes names.
Yeah, Fred wants
like
to. No.
Spreadsheet.
Fred, see the thing.
Yeah, like Stalin. Yeah.
No, Fred wants other people to name names. You know, so he doesn't say two names.
Yeah, like what is that?
The only name he talks about is his buddy, his weed dealer friend in Seattle, his dumb store. What's
Kenji
his?
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Ask him for the Fred from Honolulu discount when you go to the Capitol Hill Uncle Ike's, please.
Uncle Ike's.
Yes. Yeah. That'll get you 40% off.
Uncle Ike's.
And make sure you pound the table where the displays are.
Uncle Ike likes that.
Uncle Ike loves that.
When you pound the table.
When you pound the table. And really just scare the rest of the customers.
Yeah. All right, Fred. All right, let me bring a few more people in.
All right, man.
Gabby, happy holidays.
Thank you, Tom.
Martine, happy holidays. Oh, look who it is. It's the one and only. The one and only AP Mike. Well, it. Best show, hi.
Hey.
So
the gap is now.
What's that now? Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Nick from Albuquerque.
Nick from Albuquerque. What's up, Nick?
Not much. I just wanted to say hey and do a little doggy dog. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like just a little ode to dog Simba, like, DMX, where my dog's at? Because if there's this one dude from Chicago. He be really rude, and his name is Sean, though. Anyway.
Best show, hi.
Hey there.
Oh, my goodness. As I live and breathe, it's Larry the Perv.
Hey, Tom. Hey, all the guests in the studio there.
What's up, Larry?
Want to wish everybody happy holidays.
What's up? How's it going out there, wherever you are?
What's that?
Wherever you are, Larry, how's it going wherever you are?
In New Jersey, Dave, it's a little windy.
A little windy?
Yeah.
Oh, Larry.
So, listen here, Tom. You know, I got a lot to discuss, but there's only like a minute left in the show, right?
What's that?
There's like a minute left, right?
Look, I do the show when I stop it when I want. I own this thing, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers. What about the Carolina Panthers?
You're going to need new ownership there. I figure maybe for a lot of us, we'll pull some money together there.
Look, football sucks.
You, me, Michael, Dave, you know, everybody else who's interested.
Football sucks. Everyone knows it. It's going out of business.
It's garbage.
It will be gone soon.
How long do you give it there, Tom?
Football?
Yeah.
9 years.
Not bad.
And then football games will be like held. they'll have to like pair it with something else to like bring people. It'll be like a flea market.
Like the lingerie bowl there.
Yeah, just like the lingerie bowl there.
Yeah. You ever watched that?
No, I have never watched the lingerie bowl. I'm sorry to say.
It's just not as interesting as you think there. Just playing football in their underwear there.
Yeah, in their underwear there?
Yeah.
That's
who's got a studio there? Who's the closest to proximity that you see there?
The closest in proximity that I see there? I got Brett Davis is here
Brett's
there.
There.
Yeah. You like him?
Yeah, Brett's is cool.
He's cool, right?
Larry. It's Larry. Larry the perv.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry.
Yeah. Hey, good Brett, sir.
All right. All right, my friend.
All my best to Mary Houlihan there.
Of course. Well, that just horrifies me. All my best to Mary Houlihan. Larry the perv saying all my best to Mary Houlihan might be the most upsetting thing I've ever heard.
All right, then. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you get all the, you know, trimmings and eggnogs
exactly,
and all that.
Right, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth, Larry.
Yeah. Happy holidays there, Tom. A lot
thank
of
you, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, guys? Who's here? Got Michelle Oreo head back.
Hi. Yeah, I'm back.
Are people enjoying the Oreos out there?
I think so. I mean, the spread's winding down a little bit. I'm making everybody try a mystery Oreo.
Who's Mary?
Where's Larry?
He's gone there.
He's gone.
He perved out.
Yeah. He said shoot. What's wrong? You didn't.
Mary's obsessed with her.
What's the cookie? What's the Oreo that people spark to the most out there?
I'm pushing everybody toward cookie butter right now.
I had it. I loved it.
It's good. I liked it.
Thanks, guys.
Claire O'Kane.
This is my boyfriend, Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi, Tom. How's
it's very
going?
Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Sure, we haven't met before.
We probably have met, but we haven't like officially met.
Yes, well, it's nice to officially meet.
Nice
you.
To officially meet you,
yes.
Tom.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I've had probably 90% of the Oreos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big compliment.
They're very good.
Yeah, they're all
I like
very
them
good.
A lot. Yeah. The apple pie Oreo. Wow. Yeah.
Right?
Underrated. I think it's great.
I closed my eyes. It was 4th of July.
Are you going to throw up soon from them? Did you have the firecracker one?
I didn't have that
yeah,
one.
We got the fire.
One. Yeah, you got to have a firecracker after you have the apple pie. Yeah,
they have like Pop Rocks in them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun. Yeah. They're the fun Oreos.
Are you supposed to chew those?
It's more of like an after dinner Oreo, so you just like eat it and then you like let it linger in your mouth.
Which one's the before dinner Oreo?
Any of them? Yeah.
Any Oreo.
It's always a good time for an Oreo.
First of all, any Oreo could be dinner, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Except for the firework Oreo.
That's the after dinner Oreo, yeah. That's a special Oreo.
Yes,
because traditionally you light fireworks after dinner.
Exactly.
Yes, well, it's got to get dark.
The hot cocoa Oreo is a nice.
Yes.
That's a nice Oreo.
And this is
yeah.
Connor. This is your partner in crime.
This is my partner,
yeah. I'm
yes.
the Oreo heads.
Are you also an Oreo fan?
I have become an Oreo head.
He's an enabler.
Yes.
Is this technically a double date then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are nice. On an Oreo date.
Yeah.
We're all Oreo lovers here.
We're
right?
double stuffed over here.
Tom, are you officially an Oreo head?
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't consider yourself an Oreo?
No.
Are you a Nutter Butter guy? What's the
No,
deal?
I'm not going to.
Dr. Pepper Daddy.
No, I'm not a Dr. Pepper Daddy or an Oreo head or a Nutter Butter Buddy. I'm none of them.
You don't adhere to labels. I like that.
No,
you know?
It's good. I'm me. I'm just me. Can't I just be me? Right? Right, Mary?
Yeah. Boo. That's what I got
to
say.
Oh, that's charming. Oh. I'm trying to think what we're going to... Well, look, we're not ending the show at midnight. That's not happening. I'm trying to think... What are the things we have? What are the things
yeah, what
we
are the
oh,
lo-
try those.
Locochas.
Those are from BB in Las Vegas sent me those.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of questions about BB that I'll ask later.
She's very nice. BB's a huge fan of Alphaville.
She's the coolest person.
She really is.
Who I think
she's
oh.
on line one.
Who?
BB.
Oh, wow. How about that? Hi. Best show.
Oh, happy holidays.
BB from Las Vegas. As I live and breathe. Wow. How are you?
It's something I think worthwhile. If the presents make you smile, if not, then you're wasting cash. Wasting cash. Wasting cash.
You can hear it.
Everybody.
BB. How are you doing?
Sorry. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How's things going health-wise?
Oh God, I'm great, man. Whatever it is, it's smooth sailing now.
Good. That's
and everything from that point forward, I'm going to ignore.
Good. That sounds like a great way to approach it. Everybody here, they're all eating your loquitas.
Locochas.
Yeah. Yes. Aren't they the bomb?
Well, they're going to find out in a minute what goes
middle,
on
right?
When the middle shows up.
Yeah, when you get to the middle, then boom, boom.
You know what's in the middle?
What, salty stuff?
An Oreo?
It tastes like Oreo cookies. No, it's,
but you could put in an Oreo.
It's fiery in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, get ready.
BB, what's
ready?
Your favorite kind of Oreo?
What do you call it? Hydrox.
That's a Oreo.
Hydrox.
Hydrox is,
You know, they wiped out. I know that Keebler took pecan sandies and Vienna fingers. You can't get the fruit bars anymore, which is the only thing that kept me regular when I was a teenager.
Uh-huh. What was that?
I sure missed the Sunshine Bakery.
That was that flattened, like... What was that flattened fig thing I would have at, like, you ever have, like, somebody in your family just, like, where you're, like, you know who your grandparents are, but then there's always, like, some old, like, older person somehow? It's just, like, who are you? Like, you never even bother to ask your mother who that actually is, but just, like, maybe calls her, like, it's like, you're not my grandmother. What are you called, like, Nana? Nan? Like, what?
No.
Who are you? And you're just, like... Are you actually related to me? Or are you just some old lady my mother's been friends with? We go to your house and eat this pressed... What is it? Like pressed fig? Something?
Yeah, it was called golden fruit bars.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was just kind of a very thin sort of raisin mash. It was brushed with egg and kind of glazed.
Yeah.
You know, it was
very
pretty
shiny.
High carb.
Right.
Hit me where I lived.
So, BB.
Yeah, dear?
2018. You got plans. You got plans. What's the plans now?
The plan. I just, let's see. I got some other stuff to kind of stick my head in. And some stuff I got to get together. And the only other thing I said, I got big plans. Going to L.A. Memorial Weekend.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, gonna see my nephew's establishment.
I'm staying
about four blocks from there at the Bonaventure.
And the name of the place?
Bernadette's.
And what was the slogan again for his bar?
The dumbest bar in L.A.
Which is like to call your place the dumbest bar in L.A. is kind of.
That's a big title.
That's actually a bold claim.
Yeah.
It's a tall order.
This is
the
dumbest bar.
I think he's there.
You think he's actually doing it?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't wait to see the place.
Wow, BB. 2018 is going to be all right.
That's right, man.
Right?
I got another ticket to you know what, man. If you still want it, it's yours.
I know. Look, I don't know what's going on 5 minutes from now, let alone.
I hear you, baby.
May? I can't even imagine what's going on in May.
I'll keep you in mind, because you know I don't go anywhere.
Yes. But you go everywhere, too. You call this show, you're worldwide.
Season.
You're worldwide, BB.
That's right. Worldwide from my wheelchair.
You're doing all right.
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, my friend.
I'll catch you after the holidays.
Sounds good. All right, you
stay
take care.
Stay safe and... Peace to everybody.
All the best to you and your pal there.
Me, Bud, here. He right here.
Yes. We'll tell
Thank you, man. We'll catch you later.
Okay. You take care.
Bye.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
No more. Please do not send anymore. Yeah.
Is Julie still here?
No.
She left?
She bounced.
She bailed.
What? Okay. Okay.
I feel like I was underwhelmed by the center of that candy.
We'll work on it. Yeah. I'll bring them back to the.
Well,
the
I thought I was expecting
we'll...
like fireworks or spiciness, but I'm not really getting that.
It's too big for my mouth.
Somebody might need to try a fireworks Oreo.
I think so.
Yeah. Right. One of the best.
I want to say this. Is Chris Gethard still here?
No, he's not.
He left too. What's this? Nobody says goodbye.
He's going away.
Can wave from the door. There's a script here. You're going to play Julie Klausner in it. And Claire, you can be the hotel manager.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Okay. It's a good part.
Okay.
Do you know the... Look, I was given this script. You get the candy out of your mouth. Yeah, we might need to clear the room for the performance.
Yeah, well, very professional, Claire.
Yes. Get out!
Don't make sure you nail this part.
Go! Go! Hey, movies, get out! Hey, movies! Movie's over! It's the credits! Get out! Oreo cookies! I love them!
Wow. Gary, are you drunk?
No, I'm just making fun of Oreos! Mm. Get the dimwits in here! I need the three dimwits!
The three dimwits, okay.
The boys?
Should we
want a scooch? I'm launching a franchise. Three dimwits. There's one dimwit.
Hello,
dimwits. What's up, Mike? Here come the other two dimwits.
Everybody's got mouths full.
Here's your script.
Wow.
Here's your script.
It's a long one.
It's a long one. You guys can share.
Cool.
Very hold cool. on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Gary, how would you like the announcement? More natural or more announcer-like?
Less you. Less you. Okay. No, I mean that in the best possible way.
No, I get it. Oh,
yeah.
Just remove as much of what you do that makes you you from it.
Right, okay. So I'll, okay.
Hold on, we're not ready yet.
Old Gary.
What? Hold on.
No.
What? That's not a studio.
Go ahead and start.
Why is Mike not so loud?
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, during these troubling times, it's important that we all give ourselves a chance to laugh at the comedy that is the human condition. So I present to you, without further ado, the latest hilarious installment from that trio of troublemakers, the legendary Gary the Squirrel Presents the Three Dimwits Copyright 2017 Squirrel Biz Productions. We now join the three dimwits who are working as bellhops in a fancy hotel.
Hey, you tree.
Hold on, wait.
Who, us?
Wait!
Hey, you tree.
Who, us?
Yes, you.
Us?
Yes, I said you tree, and I'm pointing right at you.
There's no way he's talking about us, right?
I am now standing in front of you, talking right to you.
What took you so long?
Oh. Good one, Mike.
Hey, you just can't compliment him without complimenting me first. Oh, it did? Now tell me, for comparison's sake, does this hurt?
Yes, that hurt even more.
All right, you numbskulls, knock it off. We have a very big star coming to stay at this hotel, Julie Klausner, and I want you to go up to the penthouse suite and get it ready for her.
I've got a penthouse suite. I've also I've got a penthouse suite. I've also got a hustler suite and an OUI suite and a calm down, you lech.
Go now, now, go.
The derrier, suite.
What do you think you want us to do up here? It looks pretty nice.
Yes, this is the kind of place I could get used to.
What do you know about nice things?
That I think it's nice when I do this.
Oh yeah? How about this?
Come on, guys. Knock it off.
Knock it off? Like this?
No. More like this.
Nice one. Although I prefer to do it more like this.
Ow! That hurt! How do you like it? Ow!
What are you three dimwits doing in here?
I'm sorry, Miss Klausner. We're trying to get the room ready for you.
By hitting each other? That's some kind of preparation.
I like preparation H. Not mixed with mustard. Just plain or with mayo.
Now that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, me, wait.
Now that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
But it's a chance for money!
Who are you?
Are you kidding? That's Gary the Squirrel, the top producer in showbiz. He produces the biggest blockbusters in the biz.
I'm sorry for not knowing who you are, Gary. What can we do for you?
I wrote a couple more lines on there.
Oh, I thought those were your notes.
No, those are for you to say.
I'm so dumb, and I suck.
Wait, do it again. That was a bad read. All right. Let's get that right.
I'm sorry for not knowing who you are, Gary. What can we do for you? I'm so dumb, and I suck.
All right, let's do it again, but Luz. Luz, what can I do for you? We're going to cut it for time.
Okay. I'm so dumb, and I suck.
No, but go back. I'm sorry.
So dumb, and I suck.
You three dope. I guess I gotta just power through. You three dopes have what it takes. I'm gonna put you in movies. Come with me to Hollywood and we will all be rich and famous.
You hear that? It sounds like we're headed to Hollywood.
Works for me.
I guess I'm gonna
Back up on that read. That's not your character, Pat. Works for me. I give you laundry. Give you laundry. Works for me.
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 Little less lilt on and not so sing-songy. Works for me.
Works for me.
And it's better.
I guess I'm going to need to pack up my penthouse suite.
Will the three dimwits find fame and fortune? Tune in next time to hear the further adventures of the three dimwits.
They read this in unison.
Come on, harmonize.
Seriously, folks, we would like to wish everyone listening right now the happiest and healthiest holiday season and a fantastic 2018.
Yay! Wow. Yay! Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Bad news. Hey, would you mind playing some Christmas music? Better not cry, you better not shout, I'm telling you why. AP Mike is throwing up in the alley. You better not tell Mike that you got cash, or he's gonna steal your wallet in a flash. AP Mike is throwing up in the alley. He sees you when you're changing.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second.
He knows when you are nude.
Don't! You better not cry, AP Mike just stole your car. AP Mike is throwing up in the alley. Yay! The holidays!
Hey!
It's beautiful.
We sing that song, Mike.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, thanks. I got you something, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's outside.
Yeah? A car?
Go outside and find out.
Where is it?
It's outside. Just go look. You'll know when you see it.
Yeah.
Might be a couple blocks away in the water. Might be in the water. If you're in the water, just go in and look for it.
It's kind of dark and cold right now.
Yeah, and how is it? Yeah, that's kind of how winter works. Get it? Claro King!
Oh, no.
What's up?
What's up, Gary? Mm-hmm. How's it hanging?
Hey, it's hanging. I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
Moving to L.A.
Are you really?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
What's bringing you there? Pilot season?
My agent.
Okay.
Oh.
Milt Gorman.
Oh, yeah.
You know where he works now? Qdoba.
You know, you heard the news about Qdoba.
No, Gary, what?
They were...
Milt didn't tell me.
It doesn't matter. You'll find out later.
No, tell me.
No, you'll find out when you move.
No, please give me a heads up, please.
Something, Qdoba, I hate to say it, it doesn't exist anymore. It was sold. It was sold. Qdoba was sold.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it don't exist.
Well, it's not the same. It's not your mama's Qdoba anymore, is what I'm trying to say.
Not my mama's Qdoba. Okay. I still have that Coke machine.
Where you could pick all the different...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know what I like to do on that one?
What?
Root beer! Barks! Barks!
So just the barks.
Diet barks!
Okay.
Diet barks. Okay.
I like diet barks! And I splash in a little Diet Dr. Pepper! With the cherry vanilla!
Oh, my gosh.
Mary gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a flavor head?
I'm a flavor queen.
Which Oreo did you like the best?
I didn't have any of the Oreos.
Why not?
What?
I don't know.
What, are you allergic?
No.
What did you do?
I'm gonna have them.
I saw her lurking over the table.
Yeah.
I was eating all kinds of other crap.
Get out there.
I will.
Get some Oreos.
Which one should I have, Gary?
I don't know. Ask him. What? It's your call.
Okay.
Hey, play another song, please. That's a good one. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Up on the footstool. Click, click, click. AP Mike is looking at...
Oh, no.
Come on, Gary. You just got started.
Pick it back up.
Come on.
Here we go. One and a two and a one, two, three. Up on the footstool. Click, click, click. AP Mike is looking in your window, seeing if you got good presents. He also looks to see the boxes that you throw out. If you got a box for an old for a computer, that means that inside your house there's a computer. If you throw away a box for a flat screen, that means you got a brand new flat screen. That means AP Mike is coming on in. You're gonna leave some cookies out for him. He'll take him and smash him into your phone. That way your phone don't work no more. Maybe Mike, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Next.
I'll do another one. I'll do another one. Don't dare me, Liz.
You got Josh here. You might as well take full advantage.
No, you do one about me then.
No, Mike, I don't.
Play one for Mike. No, you think I prepared that?
Yeah, I can't do it on the spot.
There's 8 miles. There's like 8 miles.
Like 8 miles. Yeah. Okay.
Mom's Spaghetti, Mike.
Eight, that's a gay mom.
8 Mile of Christmas Carols.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. That's why I'm looking at that music. I'm like, I got one shot. One shot to sing this Christmas carol, but it ain't be Mike stealing your computer. Give me one more. Please. And here we go. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. When the sleigh bells ringing and children singing and A.P. Mike passed out in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. And may all your seasons be bright, and hopefully Dudio doesn't do that announcing any more. That's my Christmas gift to you, Mike.
Thank you.
A last second shot at Studio.
I really enjoyed it, Gary.
I love it.
Holy! I'm leaving.
Thanks.
What's your GoFundMe?
Mm-hmm.
When is it?
When is it?
What is it?
What is it? How to find it?
Yeah.
Go to my Twitter, Mary Hooley, H-O-U-L-I-E. It's the pinned tweet.
Help out. Help out, everyone. Help out.
Thank you, Gary.
I'm out of here!
Wow.
There he goes.
Wow.
He ran out.
Wow.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
Is there anybody who's out there? Has anybody not been in?
I think everybody.
Everybody's been in.
Who's
Julia.
Out?
Who?
Julia was not in. She can come in.
I want to have an Oreo.
Go have an Oreo. And then we'll play a song, right? Is there a song we can all sing? What song? Should we sing a song or you could play it? What should we do, Josh?
Well,
the amazing Josh Cantor. Thank you for coming down here.
Do you want to sing the one that Julia and I worked up together?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that one?
Do I know it? I do know it.
Hey, while they're setting up, can I plug a show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Kristen and I are doing a show tomorrow at UCB Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
Or today, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're in New York, come out. It's the 14th annual It Sucked Awards. So you can go to ucbtheater.com. It's going to be a fun show.
Okay.
So
that's great.
Yep.
And Josh, we had talked about Scott McCoy.
Yes.
Do you want to, let's see how we can do this. Can you swing that mic to Josh so he can,
it would even reach.
It won't go the other way?
No, I can just,
it's not long enough. Okay. Here we go. Why don't you can step here and you can talk here. You can just
do that.
Yeah, that works.
That works.
Briefly, Scott McCoy is a wonderful musician. He's in a million great bands. He's dear friend of mine. He's a dear friend of a lot of people. Dear friend of John Worcester, and he suffered a stroke last month, and he is on the road to recovery, which is wonderful. He has a long, arduous road ahead of him. There are going to be some benefit shows for his medical fund, two big ones in Portland, Oregon, January 5th and 6th. I'm going to be there. There's a million amazing bands that are going to be there. And there's all the detailed info is at helpthehoople.org. And that's it. And then there will be other benefit shows later in the year as well in other cities.
That's great. And so helpthehoople.org.
That's it. There's all the information about the lineups and the tickets and the online memorabilia auction can all be found there, and it's to aid the funds for his medical recovery.
Yeah, he's a good guy. People know him from Young Fresh Fellows and minus five, right?
Yep. Filthy Friends, who you premiered on your show recently, is
earlier this year. Yeah.
He's done a lot of work with REM over the years and Wilco and many other wonderful groups. He's much beloved.
Yes. So if you can help out, help out. He's got, like you said, he's got a long road ahead of him, but he's, I'm glad he's doing well, and that's great. And everybody helps the people they can help. That's what you do. Right, Jason?
I agree.
Right?
Scott's great. And he's a fan of the show.
You help who you can help. And look, we do different things here. We donate money to animals and to homeless. Not to homeless. Well, not specifically homeless, but to Hunger Food Bank. The community food bank in New Jersey helps people who are stuck in their houses and don't have access to food, or families who suddenly find themselves on the wrong end of things and can't put food on the table the way they could. It's a really great place, and I'm not going to just say something off the top of my head, but we'll end the year with a nice thing, the best show will do to make it a good thing for everybody all year long, to show that we appreciate 2017 and all the generosity that people have shown the show all year long with so many different ways. Just by listening is so appreciated, by supporting the show and the Patreon, people gave to the Patreon. And I will also say, with the Patreon, I know people were concerned about their money structure there at Patreon. They had announced like a week and a half ago that hey, we're going to collect money in a different way, and it was not a very, very compliment. It was not good for people who were donating money. It shifted the burden to the people donating, not to the people collecting the money. And I think they meant well with it, but they said straight up, we were wrong. Then they went back to the way the pay structure was before. So anybody with Patreon, you can know that they know they made a mistake with it, and they say it, and they went back to as it was. So everybody was concerned, and that's back to normal. And I'm glad about that, because I knew they would do the right thing and fix the problem. So they did. So everybody who donated to the Patreon, I am so appreciative. I don't know what I'm saying, appreciating. Like I'm forgetting how to talk. We did a lot of talking this year. Maybe I'm talked out. Maybe I got nothing to say for 2017. I might be done.
Well, this is the last live show.
This is the last live show. We will be back. I'm going to say this. I'm not. You know what I'm going to do in 2018? I'm not going to start bragging and saying what's what and what's going to be. All I'm going to say is just get ready. That's all I'm going to say. Get ready, because it's coming. And it is coming. What we do here, I'm telling you, because you know what? I'm not going to go chase after this. This works here. This is maybe what I should be focusing on the whole time. Not trying to please some dunce at a TV show. Sorry, Fred. But did Fred leave? Fred left? Okay. He's still here. I knew Fred didn't leave. Fred will be here after I leave. Fred, you know I love you, buddy. And you know what? Maybe it was not, look, career-wise, maybe not the greatest year. Maybe the worst year. But you know what? I am rich in friends. Got Josh Cantor. He drove down from Boston to be a part of this show tonight. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Tom. It was a wonderful, tremendous joy.
You're the best. Pat, I got this guy, Pat. What a good guy. Look at this list of people who all came tonight. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Nope. Nope. Not nuts about... No, of course. Look. All my friends, Susanna and Michelle and Connor, Matthew and Fred, John Solomon, Josh, Julian, Brendan was here. Is Brendan still here? No, he left. He is? Why don't you come in? You haven't been in. He's been trying to duck it. This guy's got a book, best-selling book. That book was a bestseller, right?
In the Barnes & Noble by my house, yes.
Yes, definitely. In the Barnes & Noble. Brendan McDonald, I'll say this. In terms of people who are responsible for the show being the show, there would be no best show coming back from the post-WFMU era if it was not for you helping with everything you did. And I will eternally be grateful to you for everything you did to the show.
Oh, what time?
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for doing it. That was why I wanted to help you out, because I love this show.
And you are the partner and producer of WTF with Mark.
That's right.
Our mutual friend. And he and you two did a book this year. Which was based on the kind of the history of the show and all of the conversations that had gone down over the many years of WTF.
Yes, you are prominently featured in it.
It's very flattering. I could not believe it. It's such a great book and it's such a great read. And why am I blanking on the name of it all of a sudden?
Oh, that's okay. It's Waiting for the Punch.
Wait, that's right. Waiting for the Punch. And you guys put that together, and it's a really great book. If you're looking for a book, if you're interested in perform, I think it's got stuff for people for performers.
Sure,
it's got things. I think it's got just general life wisdom.
I hope so. I hope that it feels not indulgent. I felt mm-hmm. like you could maybe learn something from mm-hmm. it about yourself. You would learn about yourself because your own words are in there.
I was reading and I was like, well, this guy, I don't know how I feel about this guy. I'm like, wait, I said that. I'm like, I'll cut myself some slack. No, and it's really funny too. It's a really entertaining book.
Oh, thanks, man.
So yeah, you guys did a great job on that. And what's 2018 have in store for you, Brendan?
Oh gosh. Well, hopefully the center will hold and we can, you know, still do the things we all love to do. That's all I care about.
The center will hold.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said it.
The center will hold. I promise you.
Thank you.
The center will hold. We slog through mediocrity with hints of evil, but mostly mediocre. And good people need to just keep being good, and things become better if everybody truly does that. And look, this Mary Houlihan's doing her thing. Admittedly, that truck, I don't know why they don't have a panini maker on it. I have tried to earmark my donation for a panini maker, and the GoFundMe did not specify that it would be used to make paninis, just be used to help feed people. So I guess I'll take that. But yeah, the center will hold. In your heart of hearts, you know the center will hold.
I think so.
Yes. And who else was here before I forget? It's Brett Davis and Claire O'Kane, Chris Gether, Julie, Nick, Therese, Jay Penry, Martine and Gabby, and of course, Terry T, my favorite person. Two people on this planet, my two favorite people are my mommy and Terry T. And she's here. And, yeah, and we had my dog here last week. Three favorite people on the planet. Well, dog's not a person, but, well, she's not. I know, yes, but she's still a dog. She's still the best. She comes in third. behind Terry, Mom, Good and Poochie. So Josh and Julia has her violin out. It's very impressive. Is it a violin or a fiddle? It's both.
I've been calling it a fiddle. She's been calling it a violin. I think there might be a little tension there.
Yes. Now, Julia, we know you from what bands now? You can say it into the microphone. You've spoken into microphones, you know. I know you don't want to, but you have to.
Ladybug Transistor.
That's right. Played on my WFMU show.
Years ago.
One of the final things I did on WFMU. Mm-hmm. Was have Ladybug Transistor on the show.
Gary Olson has one of the original cassette copies of the Rock Rotten Rule.
Really?
From that era, yes.
He still has it?
Yes.
Because we were looking for that. When we were putting the box set together, we only found Phil Morrison had it.
Yeah, he's still got it.
Phil had to dig his out. Gary has his.
Well, Gary,
I don't.
Gary Olson let you down.
No. No, we didn't ask Gary. We should have realized. That's awesome. And now you're here in 2017 with your fiddle. I'm going to call it a fiddle. And does everybody know this song, Mike? Which one? Yeah, this is going to be just so great. Which one? If everybody knows, should we do this as a communal thing? Is that what we should do?
Whoever's comfortable with it.
Yes. Can we take this final call of 2017? Best show, hi. You are going to say how 2018 goes. This call will determine it. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Jonathan in Atlanta.
Jonathan in Atlanta. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing pretty well. I wanted to give an example of something that I love, which most people hate.
Yes. Let's hear it.
Hello?
Hey, let's hear it.
Yeah. Catcher in the Rye. We're in the lead up towards Christmas. You guys are near New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And most people who I went to high school with really hated that book.
Mm-hmm. But look,
sorry, I just turned on the radio.
So you like it. You like it?
Yes.
But just picture it now. They should update it, right?
Well, they made a movie about J.D. Salinger recently, and I did not go see it.
But what if they updated? What if they just updated to Catcher in the Rye? That's great. Now we're just
holding pop up on Instagram.
Come on, Fred. What if they updated it and he's just like angrily stomping through an empty Best Buy, wondering where the Blu-rays are? They don't have it.
He hates movies.
He gets
what would
mad.
Be the thing? What would they update that?
Well, he hates video games.
What would he hate now?
He'd hate Nintendo Switches. He'd be like, this stupid Nintendo Switch. And then he stomps through a Barnes & Noble.
Fidget spinners.
He hates fidget spinners. He hates, like, that Barnes & Noble has, like, a lot of toys for sale in it now. He's like, I thought this was a bookstore. He's like, what, this is supposed to be a bookstore? What are they doing with action figures in it? I'm supposed to buy a Stranger Things action figure in a bookstore? Like, that's what Holden Caulfield would be moaning about now. Then he like walks through Times Square and he's just like looking at all the things there and he's just like, this M&M store is so stupid. Get your names written on the M&Ms. It's so dumb. Wait, that actually seems pretty cool. And then he goes and orders a bag of M&Ms that say Holden on them, right? And then he eats them as he goes over to the new TRL. Times Square.
He's vaping the whole time instead of
vaping
cigarettes.
And he's out in front of the new TRL because 21 Pilots are on the show. And then he meets the guy from 21 Pilots. The end. catcher.
I thought you were going to say he meets the guy from 21 Pilots and, like, assassinates him.
No! It's Catcher 2K18. Right? Catcher 2K18. And then Holden met the guy from 21 Pilots. And he played him a song that they did, had a feature on it from Migos. It's pretty cool how rock and hip-hop meet again.
That guy from 21 Pilots is such a phony, though. That's the problem.
He's what?
He's a phony.
You take that back.
I do take it back.
The guy from 21 Pilots is not a phony. Where do you get off, sir? Saying that.
I'm not sure who this man is, to be honest.
Yeah, but you had to badmouth 21 Pilots, didn't you? Well, you check them out. It's good stuff, man. You're going to love it. You know what they sound like?
No.
Well, that's the most exciting thing I've ever heard. You don't know, and you're going to find out. That's how 2018 is going to go. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. No, that's how 2017 ends. And that guy's a very nice guy. He's from Atlanta. They're having a hard time. The Hawks are terrible. The airport shut down. The Atlanta Hawks are so bad. There was, like, a thing from a game where a guy was, like, on the courtside seats and was, like, laying across five of them. Did you see? Like, there was a guy literally just laying on five seats that would be, like, $2,000 each. Like, just no one wants the seats.
Did you see the person who vomited at one of the games?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was an Atlanta game.
They vomited.
In the background. Yeah,
oh, I did. I heard about it. I didn't see it. I heard that, yeah.
And she vomited into her hand, which is unusual.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my style.
Mike? Mike? Yeah. Where are you? Where are you going? Just kind of run. He's got to be somewhere. It's like, he's like, yeah, I hear him like through the door. Yeah, what's up? I'm on my way out. All right. Seriously, everybody, 2017, the beginning of 2017, people didn't think we'd be at the end of 2017. But you know what? We're at the end of it. So now we'll get through 2018. We'll do more than get through it. We're going to do it. Right? Jason? No?
Yes.
Why are you shaking your head no while you say yes?
It's going to be great. This is going to be the best year ever.
It's going to be. It's going to be all right. But look, let's not say best year ever. Put absolutes on things. Just everybody just do it. Quiet confidence. All right, everybody wants to come in. Come on in. Come on in. You know I do that. This is my nervous habit. Look at this group. Oh, my goodness. It's like a...
It's
like a who's who. Turn that down. Are there? You know this song, right? Who knows this song? Are there words? Do we have words? Who's gonna sing? Who knows this song well? Who's gonna sing? Claire knows it.
Which one?
The Christmas song. Yeah, you know it. Who knows it? John Solomon, you know it. Who knows it? You'd almost think that no one here likes good music.
Who would like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Yeah, I do. All right? Well, they both did it. A year later, ELP record. I already went through that with Josh.
I got the lecture.
Josh got the lecture. I was like, well, Josh, you realize they recorded it for Works Volume 2. They're right here. Who's got lyrics? Here, come over here. You can look at my lyrics. Mike, you know this song, right?
Yeah, by heart.
Everybody looked it up, right? No?
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Who needs lyrics?
Get to the mic.
Terry, do you have a mic?
Right in front of
us. Okay. All right, we'll figure this out. It'll be a fun thing, right?
Yeah.
Fun.
So I'll play an intro, and then I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we'll all sing. And
sure.
After each verse, Julia is going to play the violin.
We'll see.
So watch out, Brett.
Ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on! There be peace on earth. It's said that the game I'm raiding. There be the virgin's birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a witch's light and a distant choir, and peal a bell and a Christmas tree smell, and their eyes were full of lead fire. Right? They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I loved the fairy lights. So I awoke young in the first light of dawn, and the sun was through his disguise. Put your head in the game.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish and pain and sadness, leave your heart and the road be clear. They said there'd be snow on Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah! It's now in heaven or hell. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
Buddy, thank you, Josh Cantor.
Yes.
Where do people?
Go Sox!
Go Sox!
Yeah, look, go Sox! I'm saying. Look, it's the guy's job. You're gonna boo him. He shows up there and boo you at your hotel. Who booed him?
You come to a Mets
game. You boo. Look, you beat the Red Sox. You have that on. And Julia, thank you so much. So nice, right? Actual talented people. And everybody, thank you for coming and having fun tonight. And we will all be back next year. And thank you for supporting the show and listening, you at home. And we'll be back next year. And it's going to be good. I promise it's going to be good. What should we play on the way out? Should we play out?
Slade.
The Dark Star.
I got Slade.
Okay, get it ready. Do one song. One. Give me one. Give me one.
I've always wanted to do this live.
Oh, sorry.
that Christmas one.
Yes, sir.
Well, then, it's not working for you. Here we go. You do this. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Mike's in your house. You better watch out. He's pretty drunk and he's got a bat. Mike!
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
One more! Give me one more!
I probably would have brought a hammer, though, not a bat. I don't have a bat.
Give it to me again! Come on, John!
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Get ready to... Last Christmas, AP Mike went in my house, and the very next day, he denied it was him. Last Christmas, AP Mike broke in my car, and the very next day, he denied it was him. But I know he took that box of CDs, 'cause I saw them in his apartment. Is that Christmassy enough? One more! I'm gonna sink Mike with this one! Get ready, Liz.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight
today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. I'll be home for Christmas. Hiding under my bed. 'Cause AP Mike is drunk. And he's got a hammer! And he said that I would be dead by Christmas morning. Oh, be home for Christmas. You play fiddle on this. Hiding from A.P. Mike. He's really mad. He's got a brand new bat, and he's gonna beat a squirrel if he can. Rick, 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 Rick. And play the Rick. Play it!
Bye, everybody. There we go. Goodbye.